following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Bay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, take the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It's the 25th game of the year for Clay County High School basketball in the last District 6A games of the regular season. Second-year head coach Matt Walker and his 14-10 Lady Bulldogs who to clinch third place in the district tonight. 18th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 15-8 Bulldogs squad are seeking a second-place district seed, and a win tonight will go a long way toward helping with that. Tonight, the Bulldog teams have traveled south on Highway 53 to Gainesboro, Tennessee, home of the Blue Devils. Head coach Jim Brown and his 13-10 Lady Blue Devils are looking to knock off the Lady Bulldogs and claim third place in the district for themselves, while head coach Kevin Thomas and his 15-10 Blue Devils try to prove that their 21-point loss to the Bulldogs on December 1st was a fluke. Join us tonight from Jackson County High School for the Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, ask legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the games are, hear a final word from our host, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're excited to have you with us for our 10th and final regular season Bulldog Basketball Game of the Week broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fifth time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, set to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Later on, we'll have the privilege of being joined by former Lady Bulldogs head coach Joe Sims for the girls' game, and then by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson for the boys' game. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
A lot on the line here in Gainesboro tonight, Daniel, and there's no place I'd rather be than sitting here with you, getting ready to call this pair of District 6A battles we've got tonight. Doesn't get much better than Clay County and Jackson County.
It does not. This has been a tough place for us to play and going to be some tough ones tonight.
It is. The Lady Dogs wrapped up a home game next Monday night with their win at Red Bull on Tuesday night. But tonight, they're playing for the third seed, and it's something they want pretty bad, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a chip on their shoulder after being picked to finish fourth in the preseason behind the Lady Blue Devils. And tonight, they want to prove they belong in the top three.
They do, and best yet out of that, if they can finish third, it's going to get them away from Clark Range in that district tournament pairing.
True. And the Dogs, who've also clinched an opening round home game, need to make it a season sweep over the Blue Devils to have a shot at that second spot. They're currently tied with Pickett, who plays Red Bullin tonight, so they need a win to keep pace and see where the cards fall. These games against their downriver rivals, that's hard to say, Daniel, always mean a lot, but tonight they mean even more.
They certainly do.
Like I said earlier, we're excited about calling these two tonight, but we wouldn't have the privilege of doing so without the outpouring of support from our sponsors who have made our Game of the Week coverage possible this year, Daniel. We can't thank them enough for partnering with us to put Clay County basketball on the air.
We can't. That's why each week we want to mention we'll continue to do that.
That's right. We also remind everyone this all started with our long-running Dale Hall of Horizon newspaper, and the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of that coverage, which has been an overwhelming success so far. With last week's broadcast, we went over 12,000 listens, Daniel. Now, that does include the football season, too. But if you average that out over the 20 or so games we've done in football and basketball since kicking this thing off last fall, to me, that's a pretty impressive number for each game. And the thing about it doesn't include the numerous listeners who have gone back to our archives link at DaleHollowHorizon.com, where you can go back and listen every game we've ever called.
I hope folks understand that, know it. I enjoy doing that quite a bit.
That's right. And again, 12,000 listens. That's a lot of clicks on this website.
It is. I like to watch that each week and watch it grow. And, you know, before we know it, we're going to be talking about over 20,000.
It's coming soon. Normally, at this time, we do our Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print in the newspaper. But since we're on such a quick turnaround, Daniel, the paper hasn't even come out yet. But we'll still recap Tuesday night's games at Red Bullin.
We will. We're going to look first at the Lady Dogs, and they took care of business at Red Bullin Springs Tuesday night to set up tonight's battle for the district's third spot here in Jackson County. And they did so behind a quick start. Senior forward Brittany Boone and junior guard Taylor Strong, who both finished in double figures, each had big first quarters to help Clay County jump out to a 20-8 lead by the end of the opening period. The Lady Dogs then extended their margin to 15 at halftime by outscoring the other Lady Bulldog team 15-12 in the second period to lead to their 35-20 lead at the break. Then in the third quarter, junior forward Kenzie Arms, who finished as her team's leading scorer, dominated inside to help Clay County put the game out of reach and head into the final frame up by 24 points. With the scoreboard reading 50-26 in Clay County's favor to start the fourth quarter, reserves finished out the majority of the contest to account for the 25-point margin of victory. Final score, Clay County Lady Bulldogs 61, Red Bull and Springs 36.
As you said, Daniel, Arms led the way with 17. Strong had 15. Boone 12. So that made three in double figures. Rachel Copas, getting her second start with the injured Cara Butterworth, scored six in the contest. Katie Arms had five. Hannah Raines 2. Marley Ashlock 2. And Dory McLean rounded out the scoring with 2 points.
She did. Big boys game contest took place after that, and during that game, the Dogs got revenge in Red Bull and Springs 2 nights ago against their K-9 counterparts as they turned a first-half battle into an easy conference victory with a late push, helping them remain tied for second in District 6A with Piggott County heading into tonight's action here in Gainesboro. The first quarter of that Red Bull and game featured great overall play by sophomore forward Jake Ashlock in the paint versus RBS big man Dalton Marsh. As the quarter's end, Clay County led 12-9. The black and gold hit their stride in the second stanza to gain control. Junior guard Landon Woodcock, who again finished as Clay County's leading scorer on the night, buried a pair of threes to swing momentum, and his point guard classmate Heath Kimes dropped a dagger from distance at halftime as the buzzer sounded, which handed the Dogs a 9-point, 32-23 lead at the break. Then after an almost even third frame where junior forward Gavin Seal helped Clay County keep pace, the Dogs led 45-35 heading into the fourth quarter. Red Bullen did get the margin back to single digits there, but Clay County put the nail in the coffin with a 14-0 run and went on to claim the 17-point conference victory. Final score in that one, Clay County Bulldogs 65, Red Bullen Springs 48.
Again, just like you said, Woodcock led the way with 21 points. Silk had 14, Ashlock 13, three again in double figures, and Kimes was right behind them with 9 points all in the first half. B.J. Emerson finished with 7, and Gunner Silk rounded out the scoring with a free throw, Daniel. That wraps up what is normally our Horizon Weekly recap, and full details of those two games, tonight's contest here in Gainesboro, and Friday night's road trip to Van Buren County will appear in next week's paper, which will come out, go to press Monday night, be out in the racks on Tuesday, and in the mail on Wednesday. We're now only, honestly, the clock hadn't started here, Daniel, but about 30 minutes away from tip-off of the Lady Dogs, and we're about to take a break. But before we do, we want to encourage everybody listening to share our link for us. Make an effort to tell at least one person, two would be better, to go to DellHallHorizon.com/listen to hear tonight's games live. Or make sure they know they can hear them anytime by following our archives link, Daniel, because like I always want to say, once they're called live, they'll always be there. While you folks do that, enjoy these words from our sponsors and stay with us for more of our pregame show to come here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With Twin Lakes Advanced Business Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs, all powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. from broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history. To begin, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. It's pretty extensive. The Jackson County Lady Blue Devils have made 18 appearances in the state tournament. Those were 1959, 1968, 73 through 75, 99 through 2003, 2006 through 2008, and then again in 2010 through 2014. They've had one fifth-round elimination back in 1959 when it was a five-round tournament, three Elite Eight eliminations, one Final Four elimination, five runner-ups, and eight state championships. Yes, that's 13 gold and silver balls here at Jackson County High School for the Lady Blue Devils. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances of their own. Those were 1992 through 95, 97 and 98, 2001 and 2, 2004 and 2012. We've had three Elite Eight eliminations, two Final Four eliminations, four state runner-ups, and one state championship. Now we'll look at the series with Jackson County. This is the 29th meeting with Jackson County since 2008. The Lady Bulldogs are 5-23 against the Lady Blue Devils during that time. One of those five, though, was that big state championship win back in 2012. We currently hold a one-game losing streak in this series. The Black and Gold have averaged 43 points a game against Jackson County and have allowed them 57 points a game on average over the last 28 contests. Several Lady Bulldogs have had individual success in this series. We're going to share the leaders in each statistical category with you now and the top five leaders in points. First of all, blocks. In 2003, Amber Strong swatted four baskets away against the Lady Blue Devils.
Now we'll go to steals, Daniel. We have three tied at the top with seven steals in the game versus the Lady Blue Devils. And that was Tia Ashlock in 1993, Tia Burchett in 1994, and Melissa Webb in 1992.
Jumping on over now to rebounds. Two ladies tied here with 15 apiece. The great Jan Arms back in 1990 and the diverse Amanda Kendall in 1997. Each had 15 boards against the Lady Blue Devils.
I believe we called this name last Tuesday night for double digits in steals or something like that. But here's a double digits in assists, Daniel. 10 assists for Sonia Smith in 1991.
Free throws made. Two young ladies have hit 10 or more against Jackson. Crystal Davis hit 10 back in 1995, and Mackenzie Hamilton sunk 10 free throws in 2011.
Moving on to points, I'll start at the bottom. Daniel, we've got three tied for, I guess that would be fifth. I apologize. Scored 24 points apiece in a game against the Lady Blue Devils. Sydney Roach in 2011. Casey Cooper in 2012, and Tyra Ashlock in 1998. Coming in at fourth is Crystal Davis, who had 25 points in 1995. That was my senior year, Daniel.
Certainly was, and those were great nights, but we've got three ladies who had better scoring nights. Tia Ashlock had 26 in 1993. Trisha Fox had 28 back in 1989, and Jan Arms sits atop the scoring list against Jackson County with 29 points in 1991. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Jackson County Blue Devils have qualified for the state tournament five times. Those appearances were in 1956, 64, 68, 77, and 2008. Those resulted in five opening round losses for the Blue Devils. The Clay County boys have made eight state tournaments. They qualified 1984 through 86, 2006, 2011, and then 2015 through 17. We've had 6 Elite Eight eliminations, 1 Final Four elimination, and 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with Jackson County, this is the 30th meeting since 2008. Clay County holds a 21-8 record against the Blue Devils. The Black and Gold have a 1-game winning streak in the series entering tonight's matchup. The Blue Devils average 61 points, the Bulldogs average 61 points per game against Jackson, while they allow 54 to the Blue Devils on average. Several players once again have had success on the boys' side. These boys' stats are not hardly as historical yet as the girls', but we do have some to offer, and we'll try to build on it as we move along with our broadcast. Starting again with blocks, 6 blocks back in 2012, Dylan Carter.
Moving on to steals in the game, Daniel. 2 tied for the top with 5 steals against the Blue Devils. Brian Korth in 2010 and Jordan Strong in 2011.
These boys just don't hurt to play as good a defense as the girls. The girls always have higher leaders. Rebounds, same man accomplished the same feat twice, 16 rebounds in a game. Both came in his junior year in 2016, and that's Tyreek Keith.
Seen that before. Moving on to assists, same name I just called on the steals in. Must have been a pretty good guard, Daniel. Brian Korth had 9 assists in 2010.
Now for free throws, no surprise. The only Bulldog in recent memory to make 10 or more in a game, Tyreek Key hit 13 free throws against Jackson County his sophomore year in 2015.
And here's a big number for 3-pointers made in a game against Jackson County. 7 of them, Daniel. John Tanner Dotson. In 2015.
Big game. We didn't even have a girl that qualified in that area with a minimum of 5 made. Now we'll jump on down to points here. I'll give you the bottom 2. Let Thomas do the top 3. Coming in at 5th, Tyreek Key had 28 back his sophomore year in 2015. And Wyatt Mabry, I think this is Wyatt's career high night. Big night for a post player, 29 points for Wyatt. That was in a home game against Jackson County in 2016.
Great game there, and then I'm right here with you. The same night John Tanner Dotson probably made those 7 3-pointers, I'd say he got his career high too. 31 points, John Tanner Dotson, 2015. And then at the top, just like we said in rebounds, Tyreek Key, 2016, his junior season, he had 31 against the Blue Devils. And then last year, I think that was a home game, Daniel, put up 41 points in a win over the Blue Devils.
Monster night, one of many. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. We're 21 minutes away from tip-off here in Gainesboro. You're listening to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Joe Sims and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Lady Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history while offering a wide array of antiques and collectibles.
Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Solana Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Holly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Solana and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs and always be loud and Clay County proud.
And Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next, we will hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker Ask legendary coach Joe Sims what tonight's keys to the game are for the Lady Dogs. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Let it ride.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Jackson County tonight, where the 16-8 Dogs will take on the 15-10 Blue Devils, looking to wrap up the second seed in next Tuesday night's District 6A tournament opener. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. This is it, Coach, the last regular season conference game, and it's good to be here with you today to talk it over.
Well, it's good to have you back after a 48-hour hiatus.
It's been a quick turnaround, that's for sure. Daniel and I have been scratching and clawing to get everything ready for tonight, but we're looking forward to it.
As have I.
I know you are. Like we said the last time we sat down, was just 48 hours ago, your team seems to have put it all together at the right time and went over to Red Bullen on Tuesday night and got revenge, I thought. Nice to see them hitting their stride right here at tournament time, Coach.
Well, you know, if your team's going to play good at some point in the season, this is when you want to play good. And, you know, like you said, we've put some things together. We've tweaked a few things and changed a few things. And, you know, it seems to be a good fit for us right now. We seem to be playing well at this moment.
A lot to talk about out of that Red Bull game. I really wasn't going to get into that, but I can't fail to mention Jake Ashlock and the way he played the other night along with Gavin Silk in the paint. We commented on the broadcast. It was good to see that old-school inside battle those guys had with Dalton Marsh.
Yeah, I think the whole key to our last you know, three, four games, whatever it is, where we've played better, has been our defense. You know, we've really emphasized that here at the end of the season in every practice. We've tried to spend a lot of time defensively and not necessarily just preparing for the next opponent, but just getting better at the basic things, better closeouts, better box outs, and just fundamental defensive stuff. And I think that showed, you know, Monterey, we held them to their second lowest point total of the year. And then the other night at Red Bull, and we held them to 48, which is 12 a quarter, which is our goal defensively. We like to keep teams 12 a quarter. If we can do that, we feel like we can score 49 every night.
Makes a whole lot of sense. And with that defensive effort, you guys have already locked down that home game for Tuesday night, just like we said. But you're currently tied with Pickett for second. Our game tonight with Jackson County and the Bobcats versus the other Bulldog team, Red Bullen, will decide who we play. But if we win, if we both win, and we both lose, then we're still tied. What happens then, Coach?
Well, it's based on if you're tied, the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. Of course, we split with Pickett. So then the next tiebreaker would be how you fared against a higher seed. Well, there's only one higher seed, and that's Monterey, and both us and Pickett split with them. So then it comes down to a coin toss. So, you know, you know, second or third, obviously second sounds better than third. But either way, it's going to be a Trousdale Red Bullen matchup for us next week. And either one of those is going to be really tough. But you know, first in line is Jackson County, and that's kind of what we focused on yesterday and today and trying to get ready for tonight.
Well, I kind of stole my thunder on my next question there. You're right. Monterey's at the top. They'll host Gordesville. Jackson, no matter what happens tonight, will host Clark Grange. They'll finish in that fourth spot. And then Pickett and Trousdale, Red Bullen and Trousdale will be our opponent, one or the other, depending on the outcomes from tonight and the coin toss and whatever else transpires here. So I know we want that number two seed, just like you said, number two is better than number three. But as far as that opponent, you just said they're both teams. I guess that's a toss-up. You wouldn't choose one if you got the chance?
Not right now. I mean, haven't thought about it a whole lot. who just, like I said, it's been such a quick turnaround since Tuesday night. We've really focused on trying to get ready for Jackson, and of course we got another game tomorrow night. So, we've really focused on that, and we'll know our opponent tomorrow by lunchtime, and at that point we'll start thinking about him a little bit.
True coach's speak right there, Coach. Couldn't get nothing out of you, could I? And this one tonight, it's always a big one. There's not a much better rivalry. I know that Red Bowling rivalry is pretty good, but then the Bulldogs and the Blue Devils, Coach. And we struggled down there a little bit on the river. I know we've lost the last few years in this game. I hear it's not maybe your favorite place to play, and I'm right there with you. I didn't care anything about it when I played. No love lost between these two teams, especially when we come to Gainesboro.
Well, you know, Tom, the last couple of years, this game has been a postponed game because of weather,
as it is this year.
And, we've gone down there, and last year we got a hot start. I think we got off maybe 19-5 in the first quarter, and then, from that point on, we just didn't score any. In recent history, at least, we've struggled playing at Jackson County. But, really, I think that's more of a mental thing than anything else. And this team here, we talked about that yesterday, just going down there and playing. Just playing like we've been playing, just defend and do all the fundamental things, and the chips will fall where they may. But we're going to give it our best effort tonight, that's for sure.
Well, you touched on it, but I always have to ask you at this time, what's it going to take tonight to knock off our downriver rival?
Well, anytime you're on the road and it's a conference game, you want to obviously you got to rebound well. You got to limit turnovers. They've got a big guy inside, the Brown kid, who's a pretty good finisher inside. So we've got to do a good job on him. A couple good guards that shoot the ball well. So we've got to get out and defend those guys. And we do those things, I think we'll be okay.
Sounds good to me, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Tuesday for that home game in the first round of the district tournament with Coach Edwards to preview whoever we play, Trousdale or Red Bowling Springs. Hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, the community's leader in farm products and feed, while offering a wide array of home improvement and building supplies.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Jackson County tonight, where the 14-10 Lady Dogs will take on the 13-10 Lady Blue Devils in a showdown for the third seed in next Monday night's District 6A tournament opener. I'm here with head coach Matt Walker for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Coach, tonight decides who we play, and your girls are looking forward to a little redemption, I think. A lot to talk about, and it's good to be here with you to discuss it all today.
It's good to have you back. Such a short turnaround. This is a game our girls are definitely fired up and excited to play.
Your team has won two in a row and playing pretty darn good, Coach, at the perfect time, in my opinion. They got a little momentum coming into tonight and next week's conference tournament.
Well, ever since that first quarter against Clark Range, when we didn't do a very good job guarding them, the last three quarters of that game and then the last couple games, I feel like we played pretty well. Told our girls yesterday, I felt like we was a pretty hot team right now coming into it. And our practices, you know, our practices have been the key to it. Our practices have been pretty competitive, pretty intense. Our young girls, our freshman girls, that's kind of the key to our practice, how hard they're pushing our starters. So it's a total team effort starting with practice.
Well, you can tell it's paid off, just like you say, in the last few games. And we've talked about it all year long, about your junior duo of Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms and how well they continue to play. But of late, you've got to say you got a trio, Coach, because senior Brittany Boone, she's really stepped it up lately, I think.
Ever since Christmas, Brittany's averaging almost a double-double, to be honest. Her scoring's been double figures almost every game since Christmas. And rebounds, she's a heck of a rebounder. The things she provides for our teams, defense, rebound, and hustle, senior leadership, you know, we're going to definitely miss her next year. But we're going to enjoy her while we can because she's playing some good ball right now.
And, you know, Strong and Arms and the whole crew, they didn't fool around the other night at Red Bull. And the Lady Dogs really came out quick, took control, and never looked back over there. They were all business and dominated that game to lock up the home contest here Monday night. I was really impressed by what Taylor did with the boxing one defense against her and what Kenzie did being double and triple team. Those two were really impressive at Red Bull.
It's interesting to see the different strategies teams are trying on us to slow down our two leading scorers. But, you know, so far, other than the first game against Jackson County, you know, we've seen boxing one and diamond and one and a 1-3, and we've seen a lot of different stuff. But Taylor's still scoring, you know, 12 or 13 points, even though they're chasing her. Kenzie's still scoring 20 points with three people, you know, kind of designated in the paint to take care of her or a box behind it to take care of them. You know, those two are still getting their points, but then what that box or jump defense is doing is it's allowing Brittany some soft spots in the zone to go get an offensive rebound or a room to penetrate or letting Maddie or Cara shoot some outside shots. So, I don't know. You know, teams are trying to take our two scorers away, and it's not really working, but other girls are stepping up as well. So
they are, and like you say, no matter what other teams do, they kind of get theirs, those two do, Strong and Arms. And they did that Monday night at Red Bull, and a big win there, I thought.
Yeah, our girls, great effort, especially in a hard place to play. It was their senior night, so they had a lot of emotion going into it. But second time, I told Coach Edwards this as well, the second time that we played everybody this second round through the schedule, I feel like we've improved on everybody we played outside of Pickett, you know, and it's a little different playing Pickett here versus going into their gym at Pickett. But, you know, Clark Range the second time, Red Bull the second time, and hopefully tonight against Jackson. The second time through this schedule, I feel like we're showing our improvement of a team and hopefully look like a team ready to make a good postseason run.
Well, that win at Red Bull and set up this showdown for third tonight, too. The top and bottom is set with Clark Range set to host Gordesville and Monterey traveling to Pickett Monday night. But the rest is still up in the air. Depending on our game with Jackson and the Pickett RBS game tonight, we'll host either Trousdale or Red Bullin. I know we want that third spot, but those teams are pretty even, Coach. Who do we want to play in that first round Monday night, or does it matter?
Both of those teams are pretty dangerous. The important part is set in stone that we're going to have a home game no matter what, right. So we're going to have them at our place. But again, both teams are pretty dangerous. Both teams have some very capable scorers. As long as we're playing at home, I think we'll be up for the challenge either way.
And, of course, that's determined on tonight. And tonight, in my opinion, this one's for pride. I know we were picked fourth in the preseason rankings with Jackson County ahead of us. You said before that your girls have kind of been looking forward to this one. I kind of love hearing that, you know. exciting to hear they're fired up about something.
The last couple games, you know, we've seen this rematch coming, but we knew we had to take care of business against Monterey and take care of business against Red Bull and to get to it, because a slip up either way would kind of render this game meaningless. But since we have come out and took care of business, this game right here is for flat out third place, no tie, no coin flip. We win this when we get third, and this is one of the few games this year that would really like to have back. They come out and played a diamond and one on us last game, or a box and one in Chase Taylor, and it was before I was kind of prepared for it. Our girls shot 26% from the field, which is our lowest shooting game by far this season. And again, a lot of that's on me by not being prepared for it. Ever since then, that's pretty much all teams play is some type of jump defense. So we've dedicated some practice time every game to some jump defense. And with the way our girls are stepping up, Cara and Rachel and Maddie and Britt, with the way our other girls are scoring, plus getting scoring out of our two girls, Tyler's being more aggressive against that jump defense, finding a way to score 12, 15 points even against it. I feel like we'll be ready to play tonight.
And you talked about you thought you need to put up some points tonight, maybe a 50-point game, kind of like you did at Red Bull. The last one was low scoring, and you suffered a defeat. I think it was, 30 to, you know, really low scoring game. So is that the key tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was 51-39 here. Kind of the same deal as when we played Red Bull in here. A low scoring game is definitely in their favor, definitely in Jackson County's favor. I feel like if we can score, you know, mid-50s tonight, we'll be fine. Of course, that's going to be difficult with them playing a jump defense, but I think we're up for it.
Coach, we're looking forward to that. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next Monday with Coach Walker to preview the Lady Dogs postseason opener here at home against either Trousdale or Red Bull and Springs. We hope you'll join us then.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Solana Lumber, the Getting Place, serving Clay County as the place for all things home improvement for the better part of a century.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network to continue our pregame show, and it's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Girls Game, where we ask legendary Lady Bulldog head coach Joe Sims what he thinks the Lady Dogs need to do to come out on top tonight. Coach, nothing like Clay County versus Jackson County when it comes to girls basketball. I know you've had some battles with the Lady Blue Devils over the years, but I guess the one we all remember most happened in Murfreesboro about 6 years ago. That gold ball is sweet, but it was just a little bit sweeter getting it against Jackson County, I thought, Coach.
Yeah, especially after the way things went that year. You know, they beat us four times, so, you know, it was our night, I guess, is all you can say. You know, it was. It's definitely a sweet victory.
It was sweet. Well, there's no state championship on the line here tonight, of course, but a third seed is at stake, and Coach Walker said his girls want it pretty bad. How do we go out and get it, Coach?
Well, I think we've got to score some points. You know, 39 the first time, that won't win you very many games against good teams. You know, they'll come out and play us a box or a diamond and match up on Taylor and try to double Kinsey, you know. You know, if Brittany can step up like she's been doing the last few games and get double figures, and then maybe Maddie and Rachel and Carl and them can, you know, get a few points, you know, we might have a pretty good chance to win this game. I think we need to speed it up, you know, push the ball, try to press them some, but probably can't get a lot out of it, but, you know, just aggravate them enough to kind of get them frustrated, hopefully, and hopefully kind of contain the big, hearty girl. We did pretty good on her the first half for the first time we played, but, you know, she hurt us the second half some, so, you know, I think that's the key, is kind of containing her.
Well, we've got Kinsey Arms down there that can match her in size, but she's pretty tough in the paint.
Yeah, she is, and Kinsey's really not big as her. She's probably got 2 inches and several pounds on Kinsey. You know, she can post up strong, and she'll do a decent job guarding Kinsey, but I think they'll try to get her some help, because I think Jim really is concerned with Kinsey and Taylor's scoring ability.
Well, I'm sure he'll center the defense around those two as he comes in tonight. Coach Brown's a great coach. I know you had some battles with him. I'm sure you got a game plan for these girls.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, we can do what we're supposed to do and come out on top tonight.
All right, folks, that wraps up the keys to the girls' game from Coach Sims. brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Getting ready for the national anthem here, folks. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
By Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, come to the 100% family-owned local pharmacy for all of your prescription needs.
By Don Franklin Chevrolet of Birchville, make the short 30-minute drive north from Salina for your next new vehicle.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. We return here live at Jackson County High School. This is Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. And it is now time for Tipsy's Final Take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's Place earlier today, Tipsy told me tonight was all about the Lady Dogs rising to the occasion here tonight, Daniel. And I have to agree, tonight may be the first game where something's on the line for this team. Because going into most of these others this year, we kind of knew how they'd turn out. Tonight it's a pretty even matchup. It's going to be a postseason type atmosphere, and Clay County must treat it like a tournament game. I think the Lady Dogs feel like they've got something to prove here tonight, and I see them playing that way, rising to the occasion and making a statement here tonight, Daniel, with a road win over Jackson County.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll now do the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy girls starting lineups. Starting first of all for the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils, a senior number 12, Bella Wilmoth. A senior number 24, J.C. Woolbright. A senior number 32, Kylie Hardy. A senior number 44, Caitlin Pippen, and a senior number 55, Madison Fisher. All five seniors that are starting for Jackson County. For the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, senior number 30, Brittany Boone. Senior number 44, Cara Butterworth, I believe, may be back in the lineup. It'll be her freshman, number 20, Rachel Copas, one. Number 10, a junior, Taylor Strong. A junior number 23, Kenzie Arms, and a junior number 32, Maddie Harlan. It does look like Copas, the freshman, will get the start for the third consecutive night as Butterworth still has a bruise on her thigh. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs. And always be loud and Clay County proud. We are here at Jackson County High School preparing for tip-off of this big District 6A game that's going to settle who the third seed is heading into the tournament. Jackson County, the home team, dressed in all white. Clay County, the visitors, dressed in all black. Clay County going to be traveling left to right this opening half of play. Jackson County right to left. Jackson County controls the tip as their big senior post player, Kylie Hardy, does control and out jumps Kenzie Arms. And the point, Caitlin Pippen has it. She now goes to J.C. Woolbright, right wing. Woolbright gets it to Wilmoth. Wilmoth inside, now to Hardy. Hardy, a power dribble into the paint, kicks it back out to Madison Fisher, and she hits from the elbow for two. Clay County trails by two. Freshman Rachel Cope is going to run the point here, it seems. She goes to Harlan, right wing. Harlan back across to Kenzie Arms. Arms drives inside. Her shot partially blocked. by Madison Fisher and Coach Sims. Already we see three very tall girls here. They've got three in the starting lineup, taller than Kenzie Arms.
They do. You know, we're glad you coming in. They're good size. Warbright's, you know, big as anybody we got. That big Meadows girl there, I don't remember her too much. Well, she hit the first shot, but she's a good-sized girl, too.
Clay County with possession of this ball. That shot was knocked out of bounds, as we said, by Fisher, and Clay County maintained possession. Kenzie Arms has it again, left corner. She fires from about 15 feet, knocks it down. Beautiful shot by Kenzie, and it's knotted up at two here with 6:55 on the clock. Arms had a good night shooting in the last contest at Redbone Springs. And we see her continue that here as Jackson County had an unforced turnover. Caitlin Pippen threw the ball away. Clay County with opportunity early in this one to take a lead.
Coach, are they starting off, Coach Brown starting off in man here? Looks like straight up.
Nah, I believe it's a 1-3.
Oh, really? Okay, I thought so. I saw a match up on the other possession.
Let me look at it again, but I think it's
they're definitely in the zone here.
Ball
out of bounds
by Clay County. Arms has it on right block. Kicks it back to Copas, top of the key. She cuts inside, gets it to Boone. Boone shot blocked by Madison Fisher. Lady Blue Devils with possession of the ball. It's Woolbright. She hands off now to Pippen. Pippen front court to Fisher. Fisher shot from right block. No good. And a foul now being called against Jackson County's number 32, Kylie Hardy.
That's good.
A good opening minute and 40 seconds here of this contest for Clay County. We're knotted up at two. They have possession of the ball, and so far Jackson County looks to be just a little bit out of tempo. Arms with it, left corner, works back to Copas, left wing. Now to Taylor Strong, left corner, fires the three, no good. Rebound, Hardy. Actually, that's Woolbright for Jackson County, and we try to get a trap on Pippen. Cannot do it. Pippen crosses the timeline. She's at right wing now, defended by Maddie Harlan. Pippen dribbles the cross, kicks it over left wing to Woolbright. Good defense by Taylor Strong. Forces a steal. Strong now going to drive inside for the layup. Her shot blocked and a foul called. Coach Sims, Strong wearing a knee brace. I think she's got a stiff left knee, not getting around 100%. I saw her at school yesterday and asked her about it. She said she thought she's okay, but she may not be 100%.
Well, I didn't know she had tweaked it a little.
Coach Walker said during the interview that she kind of was banged up and actually had been to the doctor and got cleared today. Some kind of knee injury. Not sure exactly what it is, but she looked pretty good right there. Shoulder quickness and got the steal.
Certainly did. She hit the first of her two free throws and missed the second. Clay County leads 3-2, 5:40 on the clock. Excellent pressure in the backcourt by Clay County.
We're doing something we haven't done this year. We're pressing after missed shots when they get a rebound. You don't see too many teams do that, but if you can do it, you can cause people trouble.
I know Pickett County, one of the few sometimes that attempt.
They'll do that.
And it has worked so far as Clay County comes up with another possession. It's Kenzie Arms left block, and her shot from left block is good. She appeared to have traveled on the play. However, no whistle broke. And we won't complain about that as Clay County takes now a 5-2 lead, 5:15 to play here in the quarter. Head coach Matt Walker and his girls have come to play tonight. Good game plan, as Coach Sims mentioned. And now another steal by Rachel Copas underneath the Jackson County goal. She drives coast to coast. Her layup no good. Rebounded by Brittany Boone. Boone has it left corner. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Kenzie Arms. Her shot from free throw line is there. Arms already, I think, the sixth in the contest now. And she's on a mission tonight as we continue to see this defensive pressure in the backcourt for Clay County. Jackson County gets the ball across the timeline. It's in the hands now of Hardy on left block. She kicks it out to Pippen, top of the key. Pippen defended by Harlan. Those two girls pretty equal in terms of size and speed, it looks like. Ball worked inside to Hardy. Easy bucket. Kenzie Arms kind of let that one slip past her.
Yeah. When she gets the ball, we're supposed to double down, but we didn't have time where she got the ball.
We saw a missed layup by Rachel Copas and a rebound by the Lady Blue Devils. They come back down to their end, and Madison Fisher is fouled as she shot from right block. Actually, the foul looks like was on the floor. I thought it was a shooting foul. That foul is on Kenzie Arms, her first personal, Clay County's first team foul. Jackson has two. Lady Blue Devils to inbound from baseline. It's Woolbright to inbound. She works it in to Wilmoth. Wilmoth now goes to Pippen. Pippen drives, kicks it off to Woolbright, left wing. Woolbright goes to Fisher, top of the key. Fisher to Pippen now. Pippen wants to drive, but Harlan does a nice job, cuts it off. Kenzie Arms denies a pass there, and Taylor Strong comes up with the loose ball. Strong now at the top of the key for Clay County. She's driving now. Jumper from right block, no good. Rebound Hardy for Jackson County.
Seeing a pretty good battle underneath the basket between Hardy and Kenzie Arms down there. Hardy's got her as far as strength, it looks like, but Kenzie's kind of crafty, got around, got the steal on that position before.
Yeah, her mom used to be pretty good at that, stepping around those post players and getting steals.
Kenzie with a little bit higher level of athleticism, as you say, Thomas, than Hardy does. And Clay County, we've seen, has forced another turnover as Maddie Harlan got the ball tied up with Pippen, and the possession arrow was in favor of Clay County, and that jump ball gives them a possession. Rachel Copas now, something you called for a while, Coach Sims, knocks down a three-pointer.
Big shot.
Clay County leads 10-4 here. We're at the 3:20 mark of the first quarter, and you've got the feeling at this point in time in this contest that Clay County wants it a little more. Hopefully that will stay stay the way throughout. Pippen has it, top of the key, goes inside to Hardy. Hardy gets 2 points. 10-6 now. Clay County leads by four. 3:05 to play. Copas presses the issue for Clay County. Goes to high post. Kicks it out to Harlan. Harlan to Strong. Strong is defended by Wilmoth. Strong goes back to Harlan now. Clay County slows it down. Tries to set up a good shot. Kenzie Arms wants it in left corner. Copas goes to her. Arms tried to go inside to a cutting Brittany Boone, but that pass knocked away by Woolbright. The long reach of the Jackson County host players knocks down that pass and gives the possession to them. 3-point shot taken left wing by senior Bella Wilmoth. Her shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds and Clay County's going to get another possession. Right now, Coach Sims, in terms of possessions, we've probably had twice as many.
Yeah,
of course, we created
got
that.
Some steals, and you know, they've turned it over a couple times, and you know, we've got a lot more shots than they have.
Nice little play attempted. We saw Taylor Strong cutting baseline, a bit of an alley-oop pass from Rachel Copas. However, that pass was intercepted. Taylor Strong is now going to foul Caitlin Pippen. Strong's first personal of the contest, team second of the first half. Carr Butterworth substitutes in for Rachel Copas.
Good to see Carr getting back out on the floor. The senior, of course, missed her senior night game. She seems like she's a little more nimble tonight.
Yeah, she played some at Red Bull and Springs and had a steal layup, I think. Looked pretty good doing it. She had
a
visible limp, as she does steal that one. Butterworth has it right wing, gives it up to Harlan left wing. Strong now left corner. She dribbles back up top. Harlan, Butterworth, now Boone, right corner. Boone back to Harlan. Good ball movement by the Lady Bulldogs. Arms has it. She drives, tries to go to Boone. However, that pass knocked away by Kylie Hardy. Lady Bulldogs maintain possession.
Looked like a straight box and one there, wasn't it, Coach? I mean, they kind of
still think
to...
it's a 1-3.
Oh, really?
Got
okay.
One on the foul line. And well, no, I tell you what, I've looked at it every trip. I ain't figured it out yet.
I think you might be changing it up a little bit.
I think it might be a triangle and two.
Yeah.
Because Hardy and the 55
she's
are on the block
her,
coming
yeah.
the corner, so that tells me it's a triangle.
Lady
now it looks
position.
Like man right now almost, so I don't know what they're in.
Maybe some sort of a hybrid deal that head
coach Brown.
Jim Brown has
yeah.
worked up. Certainly he's capable of doing that. Jackson County comes up with a steal here. They get it to Hardy on left block. She's excellently defended by Strong and Arms. Has to give it up. Pippen has it top of the key. Goes to Woolbright, left wing. She fires the three. No good. Rebound Hardy. She's pretty quick down there. Comes up with it. Drives inside. Her layup attempt. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back in. And now Clay County's lead cut to 2. The score's 10-8. Head coach Matt Walker calls a 30-second timeout. There's a minute 11 left in the first quarter, and this is Bulldog Lady Bulldog basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return to action here. There's a minute 5 left in the first quarter. Clay County leads 10-8. Harlan has it in the paint. Kicks it outside now to Kenzie Arns. And Kenzie's really on tonight, Coach. Knocked it down this time from right baseline about 14 feet out. One of the best touches I've seen a Lady Bulldog shooter have in a long time. Red Bull, not Red Bull, and that was the last game we broadcast. Jackson County in possession of the ball now. Wilmoth left wing defended by Butterworth. Wilmoth hands off to Pippen. Pippen drives inside, hands it off to Hardy in the paint. Hardy knows what to do when she gets the ball. She goes to the rim and is fouled. I believe going to be fouled against...
That's Taylor Strong helping on the backside.
That's her second.
10, yes.
Taylor picks up her second personal. Coach Sims, I believe you may be muted there.
Wow.
I don't think we'd missed any action from you. Maybe the stuff about Kenzie.
That's all right. I'll say it again. She's a real good shot from the short corner.
She is excellent. Hardy misses both of those free throws, and there's 30 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Rachel Copas has it. She slowly crosses the timeline on the floor for Clay County right now. Harlan, Boone, Arms, Copas, and Butterworth. Taylor Strong sets with two personal fouls. Copas now well defended by sophomore Abigail Poston for Jackson County, and 5 seconds called as Copas was not able to break that close defense.
Showing a little of her inexperience there, Coach.
Yeah.
Didn't make a move towards the basket.
Got to dribble out of them, back off so they'll break their count and start again.
Woolbright inbounds, gets it up court now to Fisher at free throw line. That ball was knocked out of Fisher's hands, though, and Kenzie Arms comes up with it, gets it to Brittany Boone under 5 seconds to play. 3-2, Boone layup, no good. Rebound Hardy, and that's the end of the first quarter. Clay County with a big 4-point lead here is into one in this big District 6A matchup. Remember, the winner of tonight's going to be number 3, the loser number 4 going into tournament play next week. It is 12-8, it's into one.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthandrehab.com.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to second quarter action, 7:45 on the clock. No points scored yet. Clay County in possession. Arms has it left corner, drives across, gives it to Maddie Harlan. Harlan drives. She kicks it out to Copas left wing. Now Copas drives. She'll deliver to the basket. No good on the shot. No rebound. Arms back up. No good. Rebound Hardy this time. A lot of looks at the basket, Coach.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no points.
She had a gimme right there almost. She missed.
Jackson County with the ball. Pippen right wing. Defended by Harlan. She goes inside to Hardy. Definitely the game plan for the Lady Blue Devils tonight to feed Hardy in the paint. And she's proven to be true. I'd say she has at least 6 of their 8 points, if not all 8. Rachel Copas picks up her first personal foul. Clay County's 4th team foul of this first half. Hardy at the line. She misses. She's 0 for 3 at this point
missed
from the free throw line.
You're right, Daniel. Hardy had 6 in the first quarter. Kenzie Arms had 8 in that 12-point first quarter left.
Second free throw missed. Ooh. By Hardy.
That didn't hit nothing.
Coach Sims, no shortage of good post players down here over the years. I know back during our championship run in 12, we had to deal with I can't think of her first name, and Hensley was
Hensley,
last name.
Yeah, she's about 6'3 or 6'4. You know, we had a hard time. We couldn't score inside, you know. She always guarded Casey Cooper. So I got
Cooper much more athletic. Obviously.
Well, I finally got to, you know, taking Cooper out on the floor and trying to drag her away from the basket. And that's how one reason we beat them down there in the state tournament. We got her out of the paint some, and then Cooper could beat her off the dribble, you know.
Lady Bulldogs with, or not Lady Bulldogs, Lady Blue Devils with possession, and we see a turnover as Madison Fisher's called for a travel. Clay County leads 12-8, 6:45 to play here in the first half.
We've been kind of hung on 12 for a while. We need to get a point or two.
Sloppy start here to this second quarter. Multiple turnovers on both ends.
Both teams, that's right. Arms now called for a travel. I thought she got away with one earlier, and she was called for it on that time. Jackson County takes back over. Woolbright inbounds under full court pressure. They get it to Hardy. Hardy gets it on up to Fisher. Pippen now with it. She's in a trap of Boone and Kopas, and almost a turnover. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Boone. Lady Blue Devils inbound from beside the score table here. Woolbright has it. Gets it inside now to Wilmoth. Wilmoth has it right corner off the wire left here. As we mentioned, Lady Blue Devils traveling right to left. Bulldogs left to right. Hardy has it right block. Well defended. Pass intercepted by Maddie Harlan, but taken back by Woolbright, and she's called for the double dribble. Two traveling calls and a double dribble call on the last three possessions for each team. Strong now runs the point for Clay County as we see Katie Arms on the floor and Rachel Kopas takes a seat. Arms, another young freshman player who has great potential for Clay County. Harlan has it right wing. She goes to Arms left block. Katie goes to Boone. Boone tried to go to Kinsey inside, but Woolbright ends up with the ball and a foul called against Kinsey Arms. That's going to be Kinsey's second personal, Coach Sims. And
We don't need her and Taylor both, you know, with foul trouble. She can play with two, but they don't need to get another one.
Under 6 minutes to play now in the first half. Clay County leads 12-8. That's been the score for a while, and we see a turnover as Woolbright steps out of bounds. Brittany Boone doing a nice job tonight defensively. She always does and continues her good defensive play. She created that turnover. Head coach Jim Brown not happy with his girls at this point in time. Katie Arms fires a three, almost hits it. She needs to keep looking at it, though, because Coach Sims talks about a lot. She can hit from back there. Strong inside now, and she's going to have 2 points. Her first two of the night, I believe.
And, she made a free throw earlier, but yes, first field goal.
First field goal for her on the night. She has 3 total. Nice job by Taylor. Good to see her involved. Carter Budworth comes to the scorer's table to check in as Lady Blue Devils have possession. And now a long three-pointer taken by Bella Wilmoth, and she knocks it down from left corner. Jackson County now trails by 3. Lady Bulldogs up 14-11. 5:21 to play here in the second quarter. Clay County pushing too hard, loses a handle on the ball. Lady Blue Devils end up with a possession here. Strong, Butterworth, Harlan, Boone, and Katie Arms on the floor for Clay County. Jackson County beats the press, but they lose a handle on the ball. That was Abigail Poston. She's able to save it before it goes out of bounds, though. Gets it back to Pippen, top of the key, inside to Hardy. Hardy to Wilmoth. Wilmoth scores from right block. Good ball movement there by Jackson County. Harlan running the point right now for Clay County. She has it at the top of the key. Goes to Taylor Strong, left wing. Back to Harlan. No true post presence on the floor right now for Clay County with Kinsey Arms out. As Butterworth fires a three, and she's good from right corner.
Nice shot. We needed it, too.
We did. Cara has been injured, as we say. Hadn't played a ton here lately. She has brought some good play to the floor for Clay County this year. As we see Pippen quickly go to the other end and score a layup for Jackson County, and the pace starts to pick up here in the second quarter after we had a slow start of to the pace of this contest. Katie Arms with it for Clay County out to the top of the key. She wants to drive. Wilma cuts her off. She goes to Boone. Boone does drive. Goes to the rim. Does not score, though. Rebound for Jackson County. Wilma pulled it down. She gives it to Pippen. Pippen crosses the timeline. Goes to Hardy inside. 2 more points for Kylie Hardy, the senior from right block. She's real good down there.
She is. She's got good
high
moves.
Ball game, guys.
She's just so big. With that Kinsey in the game, we're going to have a hard time guarding her.
It is tied 17-17 now, and a foul called against Pippen. Caitlin Pippen for Jackson County. Maddie Harlan was driving, and Pippen stepped in front of her way. third team foul against Jackson County. Clay County has five team fouls, 3:49 to play here in this second quarter, and we're knotted up at 17. This one means a lot tonight. It's for third place in District 6A. Rachel Kopis with it. Top of the key goes to Taylor Strong. Strong's defended by Poston. Strong drives, and that ball stolen by Poston. Hardy comes up with it, though, and her and Brittany Boone tussle for it. Boone doing a good job of going toe-to-toe with the big girl. And a jump ball call this time, Jackson County. No, Clay County going to get possession. I guess at the start of the quarter, Jackson got the possession. That's what it was. Boone has it top of the key, hands it off to Strong. Strong wanting to drive again. She's done a nice job of that here of late. And a foul called is Strong Grove. Foul's going to be assessed against Abby Poston, the sophomore. That's her second personal, I believe. I'm wrong as usual. Scoreboard shows one for. Fourth team foul for Jackson County, and Taylor Strong misses that free throw. She had hit 99 of 142 coming into the game. 70% on the year, a little bit below her mark last year, I would say, from the free throw line. She prepares for the second. Shots away, it's good. Clay County with a one-point lead, 18-17. We see more substituting going on, and Kenzie Arms is yet to return. She does have two personals on the floor for Clay County: Harlan Boone, Butterworth, Copas, and Katie Arms. Clay County with the ball, Jackson County with the ball. No surprise, they go inside to Hardy. Hardy fouled by number 44, Carr Butterworth. And now we see Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong coming back to check in at the scorer's table. Hardy has not hit the free throw line yet tonight. She'll try another. That one's good. Jackson County ties it up with that successful free throw. 18-18 is the score, 3:21 to play in the second quarter. Hardy prepares for the second, shots away, also good. Jackson County now leads. That may be their first lead of this game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it is.
They scored the first two, Daniel, but since then, it's their first lead.
Copas with the ball, top of the key, goes to Hart on left wing, back to Copas. Copas to Arms. Arms shoots from just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound Pippen for the Lady Blue Devils. Harlan picks her up in the backcourt. Almost forced a turnover as Pippen lost the handle. She picked it back up, though, and goes inside to Hardy once again. Kylie Hardy scores and is fouled by number 23, Kenzie Arms. That is her third personal of this contest, and she will come out as Brittany Boone checks back in for her. Full time out, I think, called by Matt Walker of Clay County. Lady Dogs trail by three, 21-18, 2:54 to play in the first half.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We've returned to action here. Clay County with the ball after Hardy missed her second free throw attempt. Butterworth fires from right corner. No good. Rebound Wilmoth for the Lady Blue Devils. Jackson County up 21-18 at this moment in time, and Maddie Harlan called for a personal foul. That's Clay County seventh, so Pippen will go to the line for 1-1. I would wager Pippen probably a better free throw shooter than Hardy. Hardy's taken all the free throws to this point,
yeah,
I think, for Jackson County.
I don't know what she normally does, but she hasn't been very good, you know, strapped tonight. I'd say Pippen's a lot better.
Probably 2 of 10 at this point, but Pippen doesn't hesitate. She knocks that one down. Earns the right to shoot the second. Jackson County, a strong upperclassman team. They started 5 seniors, and they so far only 1 substitute in the game. That's sophomore Abby Poston. Pippen hits both, and Jackson County leads by 5. 23-18. Copas with the ball for Clay County right wing. Kenzie Arms sits on the bench. She has 3 personals. Foul called now against number 12, Bella Wilma. That's the sixth team foul for Jackson County in this first half of play.
Difference in this ball game right now, guys. Kylie Hardy catching it deep in the paint. She's got 12 points already.
I would have guessed maybe she had more. That was just the fifth team foul for Jackson County. I announced the sixth. Copas has the ball for Clay County, 2:10 on the clock. Jackson County leads 23-18. Copas drives inside. Her shot was a good-looking shot, but no good. Rebound, Brittany Boone. She puts it back up and scores, and is fouled. We'll go to the line for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. That's a good senior play there.
Yeah, it was. She battled in there to get the board, then went back up against three of them and was able to stick it in and get fouled, too.
Boone goes to the line. She's a 66% free throw shooter, and she misses that one. Almost got her own rebound, but Poston pulled it down for the Lady Blue Devils. Under 2 minutes to play here in the opening half, and we see a steal by Rachel Copas. Quickly, she comes across the timeline into the paint, works at the strong shot up, no good. And a foul called against Boone or Clay County. And
yeah, that looks like she got fouled to me, but.
Well, it never fails. At least once a broadcast, I really questioned one, and that's going to be the one at least tonight.
Yeah.
There may be more, but that was questionable. Now the official giving the explanation to head coach Matt Walker, he didn't understand the call either. Boone going up uncontested for rebound, and barely touched Lady Blue Devil. However, foul was called, and with that foul, Piven goes to the line, and she knocks down the first of her two free throws. Second one's up. It's away and good. Pippen 4-4 from the line at this point. She's pretty deadly from there, apparently. Minute 45 to play. Clay County trails by 5. Copas with the ball out on the top of the key. Strong working hard. Looks like Poston right now following Strong wherever she goes.
Yeah, well, they're definitely in a... I still think it's a 1-3 in a match most of the time, but there's times it's been a triangle, I believe, because Hardy's in the middle of the paint these last few trips. Wilbright and Wilma's been on the box.
Jackson County with the ball, and two more points now for Kylie Hardy. Clay County lost the handle on it back on their end, and that's how Jackson ended up with it, and Hardy scores two more. Clay County trails now by 7. They have the ball. Copas top of the key. Wanted to shoot a 3, did not. Works it to Harlan. Harlan drives her layup, blocked by Madison Fisher. Nice drive by Maddie, but
yeah,
just a huge mismatch inside.
It is.
Butterworth tries a steal. She is not successful, though. Fisher has the ball for the Lady Blue Devils. Works it to Pippen. Pippen to Wilmoth. Wilmoth left wing. Surveys the floor. Doesn't like what she sees. Hands it back off to Pippen. 35 seconds to play. Shot from high post. Good by Madison Fisher. And the lead extended now to 9 for Jackson County. Under 30 seconds to play. Clay County trails 20-29. Kenzie Arms has been on the bench for the last 3 minutes of Gamecock. She has 3 personal fouls. Clay County now playing for a final shot. 15 seconds on the clock. Copas stands undefended. We are now down to 10 seconds. Copas goes into action. She goes right, goes left, hands off to Strong. Strong drives. She uses the free throw line, goes inside. Hardy blocks her shot. Lady Blue Devils have a chance. Pippen fires from 3. No good. First half ends here at Jackson County High School, and the Clay County Lady Bulldogs trail by 9, 20-29. This is Lady Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burkesville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burkesville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network in Gainesboro, Tennessee, in Clay County Trails at halftime, 29-20 to the Lady Blue Devils. Clay County got out to a quick start and led 10-4 midway through the first quarter. And then Jackson County cut that lead to 12-8, headed into the second. And there, they outscored Clay County 21-10 to take this 9-point lead here in halftime. For Clay County, Kenzie Arms leads the way with 8 points, all coming in the first quarter. She did pick up her third foul and set out about half of that second stanza. Taylor Strong has 4 for Clay County. Cara Butterworth made a big 3-pointer in the second quarter. Brittany Boone has 2, and Rachel Copas also made a 3 in the first quarter. For Jackson County, it's all about Kylie Hardy in the paint. She got 14 points here at halftime to lead Jackson County. To follow that up, Madison Fisher has 4. Caitlin Pippen has 6. Bella Wilmoth has 3. And J.C. Woolbright rounds out Jackson County scoring with 2. Again, the Lady Blue Devils lead the Lady Dogs here at halftime in Gainesboro, 29-20.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We've returned here live at Jackson County High School on the Horizon Sports Network. It's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds away from start of this third quarter. Clay County does trail by 9, 20-29. We'll go ahead and do a District 6A girls update at this time. First place in the district, Clark Range, 27-2 overall, 14-0 in district play. They are idle tonight. They are done with their district games and just waiting for postseason. Second place, Pickett County, 22-2 overall, 11-2 in the district, is hosting tonight. Sixth place, Red Bull and Springs, 17-13 overall, 5-8 in the district. Tied for third place, Clay County is down here tonight in Gainesboro. Of course, we're 14-10 overall, 8-5 in district play. And we are tied with Jackson County for third. Jackson is 13-10 overall, 8-5 in district play. Winner of this one going to be the third place seed going into the big District 6A tournament that starts next Monday night. Fifth place, Trousdale County, 9-15 overall, 6-8 in the district, are idle tonight. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-22 overall, 2-12 in our district. Is hosting tonight a non-conference foe, Van Buren County, 9-16 overall are the Lady Eaglets, 4-1 in their district. They're the number one seed out of District 5 that we will match up with when it's time for the Region 3 tournament. Eighth place, Gordonsville, 1-25 overall, 0-14 in district play, are idle tonight. That's been the District 6A girls update. When we do the next one at halftime between games, we'll talk a little bit more about the District 6A Girls Tournament that's coming up next week. And these updates are always brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Let me find my list here. Sorry about that. Budget Pest Control, they are the Skeeter Defeaters. 20 seconds now before this half kicks off, and, you know, more now than ever, Lady Bulldogs need some intensity and aggression. We talked about it earlier, Thomas. They played a lot of teams that were below their level of play and a lot of teams that were above their level of play. This is one of those few tonight. They could win, but they're going to have to dig deep to do it.
They're going to have to. Coach, looks like he's come back with Kenzie here with three.
Yeah,
I guess you got to.
You got to, you know.
Second half play has began, and already Jackson County's worked the low post to Hardy. Hardy was well defended by Arms and Boone, though, and she tried to make a pass to Woolbright. Woolbright couldn't hang on. Clay County going to take over possession here. Copas crosses the timeline. She gives it to Taylor Strong. Actually, she did not. She wanted to, but Strong was well defended by Wilmoth. Copas keeps it, dribbles left wing. Now Harlan has it right wing. Arms in right corner, defended by Hardy inside to Copas. Nice job. Arms with the assist as she fed the freshman. Beautiful layup by Rachel Copas. 7:15 to play now in the third quarter. Clay County trails by 7, 22-29. Pippen has it left wing. She works over to Wilmoth. Wilmoth fires the three. No good. Clay County comes up with rebound, though. It's Maddie Harlan. She drives to the other end, looks to distribute the ball, and does to Copas right wing. Now Boone down in right corner. Beautiful jump shot. Looks like Kenzie Arms is Boone knocked down that in coach.
Yeah, nice shot. She hadn't hit many shots out on the floor lately. She's been scoring more, but it's all been around the goal.
developing a little range there just as quickly. Jackson Kennedy comes back down, feeds Kylie Hardy, and she gets two more from left block. She's automatic from down in that range.
And Kennedy, of course, got the fouls, and she don't want to pick up another, so she couldn't really challenge her that much there.
Clay County with the ball. Strong works top of the key. Arm sets a screen for her. Strong hands off to Harlan. Harlan now dribbles around the perimeter, gets it to Arms in left corner. Kenzie starts to drive, kicks it out to Copas. Now Copas back to Harlan. Clay County looking for the situation they like, and they have found it. His Arms drives baseline and almost scores. Comes up with a board with Boone, and Boone comes up with a second rebound. Lots of physical play here. Bodies fly everywhere. Clay County ends up with 2 points, though. As Copas come out with it, fed Brittany Boone, and Boone has, I think, 8 on the night now. Make it 6, actually, Anthony Thomas. Thomas was shaking his head when I said 8. Boone has 6 on the night, and Hardy adds 2 more at this end, almost undefended. But, Coach, as you say, Kenzie, you know, really can't challenge that a whole lot.
If we're going to give that stuff up, we need to just get out of the press, because you can't just let her have the ball and take it to the hole every time to score.
And now we see Copas with it, left wing. Clay County trails by 7. She hands off to Kenzie Arms. Kenzie gives it to Boone. Boone over to Kobe. She fires a 3. Oh, no good. Rimmed in, rimmed out. Boone, though, the hustle play. Comes up with the rebound. Feeds Harlan. Harlan fires. Yes, give it to Maddie Harlan. A rare three-pointer for Harlan from right wing. Banked it in.
Banked it in.
Jackson County now with the ball. However, Clay County's cut into this lead. They only trail by 4. Wilmoth, right wing, goes back to Pippen, top of the key. Pippen drives, hands off to Kylie Hardy, right block, and she scores. I sounded defeated there. We just cannot stop Hardy. She has
20 already.
And the potential to score several more. It's still early in this one. 4:35 in the third quarter. Strong, fires a long 3, no good. Taylor having a hard time getting open looks from behind the line. She's getting somebody's personal attention every possession, a defender in her face. She does almost every night. Foul call now against Taylor Strong, her third personal. Both of the junior superstars for Clay County High School have 3 personal fouls. On the floor for the Lady Dogs is Harlan Copas, Strong, Kenzie Arms, and Brittany Boone. And this time, Hardy has a travel call against her in the paint. I know 3 seconds isn't something you necessarily see called a whole lot anymore, Coach, but she does like to set up right down there in the paint.
Yeah, she gets low. I don't know if she's, you know, actually in the 3-second lane or not, but.
Strong fires from left corner. No good. Rebound Wilmoth for Jackson County. Wilmoth gets it to Pippen, left wing. Pippen across court to Woolbright. And that pass stolen by Kenzie Arms. Arms has it in transition. Gets it to Copas. Copas' layup swatted away by Wilmoth. However, Brittany Boone there on cleanup duty again. And Boone or Harlan?
Boone.
It was Boone. She pulled down the rebound after the block shot and added 2 to her tally. Full timeout called here. 3:39 to play in the third quarter. Jackson County leads by 4, 35-31.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return to third quarter action. We see Kylie Hardy on right block, and she's fouled by Brittany Boone. It's important, though, that Boone go help assist on her since Arms has three fouls.
Yeah, I mean, we've been trying to double her and triple her the whole game if she gets the ball. And, you know, if we have time to get there, we've done a pretty good job making her kick it back out. But sometimes she gets the ball so low that all she has to do is just turn and shoot. And the help doesn't have time to get there.
Hardy knocks down the first of two free throws. It was a shooting foul. Her shot was no good on the floor the first time. Second free throw's away, no good. Rebound Taylor Strong. Clay County trails by five, 3:25 to play here in the third quarter. Strong has it. She runs the offense for Clay County right now. And we see, Coach, what was that? Illegal screen?
Yep.
Illegal screen set by Katie Arms.
Tell you something missing in this game, and it may be something that Coach Brown's doing, but no transition offense at all for Clay County. You know, when we get up and down and run, we're at our best. We're not doing that tonight.
I think we've been able to run with this team, but, you know, we hadn't been. I guess they've been dropping real good.
Here we go.
Three-pointer taken and missed by Wilma Strong with rebound. She quickly pushes to the other end. Her shot blocked, though. Actually, she worked the Boone in the paint. Boone's shot was blocked. Pippen comes up with it for Jackson County. Ball worked inside to Wilmoth, right block. Excellent ball movement by Jackson County, and Wilmoth comes up with two. Copas now crosses the timeline. She's at the top of the key. 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. Clay County trails by seven, 38-31. As we've mentioned a couple times, this one's for third place in the district, and a foul called against Jackson County's number 12, Bella Wilmoth. And a timeout? No timeout taken. I thought Coach Walker had called a timeout also, but he's not. Clay County inbound from right in front of their bench. Harlan with the ball, top of the key. She goes to Arms, right wing. That's Katie Arms. Katie to Butterworth in right corner. Back to Katie. Back to Maddie Harlan now, top of the key. 2:15 to play in the third. Strong has it. She drives, defended by Poston, and a foul called against Debbie Poston. That's going to be her second personal foul of the contest. Jackson County's second team foul of the second half. Clay County has three team fouls of the half. Ball inbounded to Butterworth. Butterworth can't hold it. Hang on, though. She threw it to, kind of threw it away almost. Katie Arms comes up with it. Her layup no good. However, we see Hardy, and I guess that's Katie Arms, going to the floor fighting for the ball, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Yeah, we were lucky on that. We didn't turn it over. Katie just happened to run through and pick it up. Had a good shot, but missed the layup.
Kenzie Arms inbounds to Katie Arms. Katie back to Kenzie now. Kenzie back to Katie. Good ball movement by the Armses. Maddie Harlan has it. Taylor Strong, top of the key. Goes inside to Kenzie Arms. Her shot right block. Good. She was well defended, too. Fought through it. Ball inbounded. Pippen has it for Jackson County. Clay County trails now by five. Pippen right wing. She goes across to Wilmoth. Wilmoth fires from three. No good. Rebound, though, by Hardy. And a jump ball call. It's Hardy, and I believe that was Taylor Strong. We're fighting for it. Substitutes coming on for Clay County. It's going to be Brittany Boone and Rachel Copas checking in for Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong. Minute and a half left here in the third quarter. Hopefully Coach Walker wanting to set those two girls and get a little breather here and not pick up their fourth personals. They're each playing with three. Jackson County with possession. Pippen right wing. She goes across court to Wolbright. Wolbright shot no good. However, she's fouled, though. Carl Butterworth picks up her second personal. I was wrong about Arms and Strong staying out the remainder of this quarter. They're already back at the table to check in.
Yeah, Matt's trying to save
no good
defensive possessions so they won't have a chance to foul.
They're going to be offensive players
right.
Coming
well,
out for the defense.
In the first half there before Kenzie got that third foul, he's trying to run them in and out a lot.
Wolbright hits the second of the free throws and extends the Jackson County lead to six. Minute 20 to play here in the third quarter. Copas runs the point for Clay County. She crosses the timeline. Undefended at this point. Taylor Strong being absolutely covered up by Abigail Poston, the sophomore. Strong now has it. She works to Butterworth. Now McKenzie Arms. Arms fires. Beautiful jump shot. Just inside the three-point arc from baseline, and that signature shot falls again. 30-second timeout called by Matt Walker. Clay County trails by only four now. This is Lady Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We've returned here to third quarter action. There's 1 minute left here in Gainesboro, Tennessee, Jackson County High School. Lady Blue Devils lead by four, 39-35. They do have possession of the ball. Full court pressure being assessed. Nice trap on Pippen from Harlan and Copas. And there's a foul called, though, against Copas. That's going to be her third or fourth personal. We'll have to see what goes up. Her second. I'm going to quit speculating, Thomas, how many personal fouls a player has. I know Strong and Arms had three each. Outside of that, I'm wrong every time. Strong and Arms check back into the contest to play on the offensive end of the floor. Who forced it, Coach?
Rachel and somebody was over and had a trap on, and Pippen dribbled it out of bounds.
Harlan and Copas and Boone have done a great job just pestering opposing players when they're in possession of the ball. Katie Arms runs the point right now for Clay County. She's defended by number 55 for Jackson County. Madison Fisher. 5 second count, though, is the freshman. Actually, foul call.
Yeah, we got lucky.
It was close to that 5 second count, but the official felt Madison Fisher was a little aggressive with her hand check there. Foul call. That's going to be the third team foul for Jackson County of this second half. Clay County has five team fouls, 31.7 seconds. Now 30 as the clock runs. Clay County trails by four, 35-39. They do have possession of the ball. It's Copas defended by Pippen. She hands off to Harlan. Harlan wants to drive. She hands off to Strong. Clay County is doing a good job breaking those five-second counts. Jackson County doing a good job staying with them. Copas has it. 10 seconds to play now, under 10, down to 8, Strong with it, loses the handle, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2, and Strong handed off to Kenzie Arms, who was deep in the right corner with her heels out of bounds, and a turnover here with 1.2 seconds left, goes in the favor of Jackson County. Lady Blue Devils have 1.2 seconds, they inbound. Desperation three-pointer taken by Bella Wilmoth. No good. That's the end of three here. Clay County trails by four, 35-39. Stay with us for the fourth.
You can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network in Gainesboro, Tennessee, for the final quarter of this showdown for the third spot in District 6A, Daniel, and Clay County trails by four, 39-35.
They do. The seeding coming out of this one's going to mean a whole lot to get the third place team gets away from Clark Range in the district tournament. Clay County in possession. Boone has it right wing. She's fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot two. That foul being called against J.C. Woolbright. 7:48 to play in the quarter. Boone in the line to shoot two. First one's away. It's good. Clay County now trails by a single possession, 36-39. Boone fires the second. No good. Jackson County rebounds. It's Bella Wilma. She gets it to Pippen. Pippen works back to Wilma. Crosses the timeline. She goes inside now to Fisher. Fisher shot. No good. Hardy goes hard to the floor trying to go for a loose ball rebound. Visibly shaken up, but quickly she gets up and trots to the other end, Coach.
Yeah, she's all right. She took a little hard spill there, but she's fine.
A little adjustment we've seen in the second half here by Coach Walker. Got Brittany Boone pretty much manning up with Hardy underneath.
He's trying to save Kenzie, you know, so she won't get a foul and get Brittany some help. But she's so much bigger than anybody we got. I don't guess it makes much difference who's trying to guard her. It takes two or maybe three.
Kenzie Arms, a fine athlete, but with the length of Boone, Boone's up to the task, I'm sure. Handling Hardy. Now, Kenzie Arms, we just saw, was fouled on a shot attempt by Fisher, and she's at the line for two. She's already hit the first, and she misses the second. Clay County now trails by two, 37-39. We got 7:15 to play in this, and here in Gainesboro, it's going to be tight throughout. Lady Blue Devils in possession. It's Pippen way out behind the three-point line. Topas steps out to defender. Time is ticking. Not enough of defensive pressure to have a five-second count against Pippen. Pippen gives it up to Woolbright, left wing. Woolbright goes to Wilmoth, back to Woolbright. Now to Pippen, right wing, fires a three. It's good. Clutch shot by the senior guard. And Jackson County leads by five. Clay County trying to play fast in transition. And that ball cannot be held on to. I'm not sure who threw that pass, but well, off the hand of Kenzie Arms out of bounds. Jackson County going to get another possession here. Clay County did not need that.
No, I didn't really think Kenzie hit it, but I don't know. Ref was down there. I guess she probably did.
Pippen with the ball, defended by Harlan. She gives it up to Poston. Poston at left wing. Works across to Woolbright. Woolbright back to Pippen. Harlan does a nice job on Pippen. Gives her no room to drive. Poston with it now, defended by Boone. She goes over to Wilmoth. Excellent ball movement by the Lady Blue Devils right now. And Pippen scores as she drives inside. Left-handed layup. And Jackson County's turned up the dial a little bit right now.
Pippen, I don't know if she scored the whole game. She hits a three and up. Penetration hits a two.
Now Clay County comes back. Brittany Boone working inside against Kylie Hardy, and Hardy's going to get called for the personal. Her second personal foul, team sixth of the second half. Boone in line to shoot two. Boone's first shot is away. Good. We've talked a couple times over the last few broadcasts on how Brittany's really coming to her own and playing a pretty high level of basketball right now for head coach Matt Walker, and that continues here as she hits both of these free throws from the line. Clay County trails by five. 5:55 to play in this contest. Backcourt pressure is beaten by Caitlin Pippen, and she crosses into her own territory for Jackson County. Wilmoth has it. Right wing goes inside to Hardy. Hardy scores two more. That's probably what, 24, 26?
23, Daniel.
23. Copas now has it for Clay County. Top of the key, works to Taylor Strong, who fires a long three-pointer about 4 feet behind the line. Taylor has a three-pointer, and Clay County now trails by four. Taylor certainly has the ability to score each time she shoots from back there. And a blocking foul called against Brittany Boone.
Yeah, she hit the shot. She's going to get a foul shot now.
Shot was good.
Yeah.
Wilmoth has the chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and she converts. Jackson County leads by seven. 5:15 to play in the game. Copas, top of the key, trying to create a shot for Taylor Strong. Copas drives, gives it to Kenzie. Kenzie fires left baseline, good. Her field goal percentage is really high tonight. She's not missed a lot of shots.
No, she's not.
Jackson County with it now. Their lead cut to five by that arms jump shot. Wilmoth right. I keep saying Wilmoth. That's actually Woolbright. Woolbright passes to Wilmoth. Now to Pippen. Now to Fisher, back to Woolbright, tried to go inside to Hardy. Hardy took that ball away. Kenzie Arms had stolen it. Well, I don't know how that worked out, Coach Sims. I mean, Hardy just come and said, give me that thing back, and she stole it from her. Well, she didn't steal it from her. She ripped it away from her.
Yeah, she did. She nice missed play up. Then they got their own rebound.
Jackson County with possession after that show of physical aggression by Kylie Hardy.
It was on Kenzie.
Foul call against Kenzie.
Yeah.
Kenzie Arms picks up her fourth personal. 4:22 to play here. Kylie Hardy, the excellent senior player for Jackson County, at the line to shoot two free throws. First one's away, no good. Brittany Boone come up with a rebound. Would she shoot two? As Kenzie Arms comes down, hits again. She shoot two down here, miss them both, or and one opportunity.
That's
one and one. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Foul on the floor.
Yeah. Foul was on the floor. That's why Hardy's line for one and one missed the first. I apologize, listeners. Foul is being called against Maddie Harlan. Her second personal. Team's eight of this second half. Pippen at the line to shoot one and one. First one's away. Good. 4:07 to play. Jackson County leads by four, 46-50. Now they lead by five as Pippen hits the next. We're halfway through this final stanza. 4 minutes is on the clock. Clay County with the ball, Harlan right wing. She gets it to Boone, top of the key. Boone inside the arms, arms in the paint. Shot up, no good. Bree Brown, Woolbright. And a foul called against Brittany Boone. I cannot believe.
Paul. That was the same play we saw on this end just a second ago when Hardy reached around.
It wasn't near as aggressive as Hardy was.
Well, I agree, but it's the same play. Call a foul on that one and nothing on this end. We are in Gainesburg, guys.
We are. Woolbright goes to the line. As we've said before, we like to give officials a hard time. They do a excellent job night in and night out. Very hard job to do. That front end, that 1-1 was missed by Woolbright. Taylor Strong pulls down the rebound. 5 points is the lead for Jackson County. 3:45 on the clock. Clay County in possession. Arms has it left wing. She gets it off to Rachel Kovas. Kovas drives in. A little 6-foot jumper. No good. A little too short on that jumper. Jackson County with the rebound. Pippen crosses the timeline. Her team has a 5-point lead over Clay County, 51-46. 3:20 to play now. Pass intercepted by Brittany Boone, and she's going to be fouled this time, and that's a bit of a makeup call, I believe, against Hardy. The Jackson County fans let their displeasure be known, and the Clay County fans cheer along with that. Hardy picks up her third, I believe, personal. Boone goes to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That was the seventh team foul against Jackson County. Shots away. It is good by Brittany. Big points have been made at the free throw line during this fourth quarter by senior Brittany Boone, and she earns the right to shoot a second and cut the lead to three if she can make it.
She's 4-for-5 here in the fourth.
Missed this free throw. Rebound Jackson County's Wilmoth. Wilmoth gets it to Woolbright. Woolbright to Pippen. Ball now in the front court. Pass to Wilmoth. She has it right wing. Back to Pippen. Trap now between Harlan and Copas on Pippen. Pippen gets out of it, though. Goes to Fisher. Fisher goes inside to Hardy. Pass intercepted by Taylor Strong. She fires the three. That shot partially blocked, but Boone comes up with it and scores from right block. Brittany Boone is having the game of her life tonight in this fourth quarter, Coach Sims.
That looks good. Yeah. Got it.
I don't know if you caught it at the right place at the right time or what, but that block shot fell in her hand, and she knew what to do with
it. That's right. She stuck it in the hole. Cut it to two.
We've got a ball game here. We're going to talk through this timeout. Clay County trails by two. Thomas, give us some stats here. Anything of interest?
Yeah, I mean, that's Brittany Boone. She's got 14 tonight, got 6 in this final fourth quarter. Kenzie Arms is up to 17 on the night. So good outings from those two. Boone's right where she's been the last 6 or 7 games and really making a difference here for us. Of course, leading the way for Jackson County is Hardy with 23, but we've held her to two here in the fourth quarter.
Certainly have. She's picked up some personal fouls of her own, too. Another foul being called, this time against Rachel Kofas.
We didn't need that.
Pippen, an excellent free throw shooter, is going to go to the line. That was the 10th team foul against Clay County, so it's two shots guaranteed from here on out.
We don't want her at the line. She's 6-for-6 on the night so far.
Make it 7-for-7. She extends the Jackson County lead to 3, 52-49, and extends it to 4 as she knocks down and is now 8-for-8, Thomas, from the line. 2:45 to go here in this contest. Clay County with the ball, and it's stolen by Wilmoth. Wilmoth beats Pippen. Back to Wilmoth. 2 points for Jackson County. And the Lady Blue Devils pull it out to 6 points right now with their lead. Clay County back with possession of the ball. Kofas inside. Kicks it out to Boone. Left wing. Boone undefended at this point. Does not fire the three, though. Goes to Harlan, top of the key. 2:15 to play. Strong with it now. Boone behind the arc. Now Harlan. Harlan wants to shoot the three. Passes. He gets it to Strong. Strong drives inside. And she will be fouled. That foul going to be assessed against number 44 for Jackson County. Caitlin Pippen. Pippen's third personal. Team's 18 foul. Strong in the line. We need these shots. She hits the first, earns the right to shoot the second. Jackson County with a 5-point lead. Strong eyes the mark for the second attempt. It's away and good. 51-54 right now. 2:05 to play. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, we need a stop.
Harlan defends Pippen. Pippen gets it into Fisher, high post. Fisher outside to Woolbright, near steal by Harlan. Not to be so, though. Pippen's got it. Good job by Harlan. Pippen breaks the 5-second count, though. Fisher, high post shot from free throw line. No good. Rebound, Jackson County. However, jump ball being called now is...
Good hustle by Rachel Kofas there.
It
tie him up.
Jackson County ball, though.
It is. Jackson County had favor of the possession arrow with a 1:40 to play. It's going to be in favor of Clay County now, but Jackson County with it now. It's Hardy inside. Her shot up. No good. Rebound by Hardy. Puts it back up. Good this time. 6 points is the lead for the Lady Blue Devils. Harlan with the ball for Clay County. Top of the key. Gives it to Strong. Strong wanting to shoot. Does not. Gives it to Kofas left wing. Kofas fires. No good. Rebound. Taylor Strong. Foul called against Wilmoth over the back. Strong going to go to the line for the 1-1. 19 foul against Jackson County. Taylor was 2-of-2 on her last trip from the line. Hopefully she can replicate that feat. Shots away. No good. Rebound Hardy. Hardy has it for Jackson. She calls a timeout. Hardy not comfortable in that position and quickly got out of it by calling the timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a break playing that. Clay County trails by 6. 1:15 to play.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here, 1:15 and ticking on the clock. Lady Blue Devils in possession of the ball and the lead in this game. Foul call now against Maddie Harlan. It's going to be Woolbright that goes to the line.
At least it wasn't on Pippen. Pippen's automatic. Woolbright might miss.
Woolbright, I believe, missed her last.
She did.
She's at the line 4-2. Double bonus now.
Nope.
She hits that one.
Didn't miss that one.
Extends the lead to 7 for Jackson County. Woolbright prepares, releases, misses that one. Rebound Fisher for Jackson County, though. Not a bad job by Clay County. It's just the bounce that ball took off of the back of the rim.
Long rebound.
Blocking foul called against Brittany Boone here. That's going to be her third. Her fifth personal. She has fouled out of this game. The senior had a fine effort down here in her last regular season District 6A contest. Minute two on the clock. Pippen at the line to shoot. She hits the first. Jackson County's lead now out to 8, thanks to some good free throw shooting here in the waning minutes of this game. Pippen finally misses a free throw, rebounded by Copas. Clay County trails by 8. Copas so quick, she gets down the floor, gets it to Harlan Butterworth now. Taylor Strong, that's who we want with it, and that ball's stolen from her. However, Copas comes back up with it. Inside the arms, and that pass stolen by Hardy. Jackson County with the ball. Pippen crosses the timeline, gets it to Hardy. 2 more points for Hardy as she scores, and Clay County now trails by 10. Kenzie Arms with it for the Dogs. Fires from the elbow. No good on that one. Rebound Hardy. Hardy gets it out to Pippen. Pippen fouled by Kenzie Arms. This one's kind of got out of the grass. Clay County.
Yeah,
coach.
Yeah. 25 seconds to go down 10. Our chances are slim to none. Yeah. Well,
Arms picks up her fifth personal. She's going to foul out.
And we had it cut to 2 there with about 3 minutes to go. I thought we might pull it out, but we never could stop them when we really needed to. Or we'd fouled. Put Pippen on the line.
Pippen good from the line on that one. She has missed one, but been good on the rest. Caitlin Pippen fires the second. Also good. 25.6 to play. Clay County trails by 12 now. Copas picks up the ball. Clock ticks. Strong has it. Looking for a shot. Drives inside. Makes her own shot under pressure. And a foul called against Hardy. That's several for her on the night. That's her fourth. Team's 10th. Both teams down the double bonus. 18 seconds to play. Strong at the line to shoot 2. She hits the first. Lady Dogs trail by 11. Strong fires the second. It's good. Down by 10 now. 18 to play. Ball's inbounded to Pippen. Copas defends her. No foul yet. Fisher has it. Back to Pippen. This clock going to run down. We're under 10 seconds. Clay County content to let the Lady Blue Devils run it out. Jackson County's going to claim the third seed in District 6A. Clay County going to be the fourth seed. They will have a home game Monday night at Salina. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Will the Lady Blue Devils, actually the Lady Bulldogs, opponent unknown at this time. Lady Bulldogs aren't done with this regular season, though. They make the trip up to Spencer, Tennessee tomorrow night at Van Buren County High School. But for this one tonight, it is over, and the Lady Dogs lose this one by 10 in Gainesboro. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949.
Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We just witnessed Clay County fall by 10 points, 63-53, here in Gainesboro to Jackson County. And now it's time for the Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I recap tonight's girls' game. Coach, kind of a tough one to swallow here for the Lady Dogs. Had a shot at it. I think they had it down to... 4 or 5 points there late in the game. Might have cut it to three. Cut it to three.
One time there.
Cut it to three with about midway through. And I think we had it to two. And then Jackson County just made their free throws down the stretch. We kind of faltered, and they put it away, stretched it out to 10 in the end.
I think Jackson County plays their best games against us. It seems like, teams that we beat handily have beat them. So, I don't know what the deal is. I thought tonight we started out really good. We was giving them a lot of trouble with our press. But then when we got in foul trouble, that was kind of when it all started going downhill. Taylor picked up a couple. Then Kenzie picked up two and then three. So had to sit for the last 3 minutes of the half. And then
it was in that quarter. They outscored us 21-10.
And then even the second half, she couldn't really try to guard Hardy because she was afraid to get a foul. And Hardy's size inside, we just couldn't handle it. We was trying to double her and triple her, and she was still getting the ball and scoring on us. And I don't know what else you do, hopefully she don't hit so many shots, I guess. But
I'm with you, Coach. You heard Trousdale County and I think it was Red Bull and they beat this Jackson County team.
I don't
know about that. Well, they can't be that good.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they played one heck of a ball game here against Clay County.
And even the good teams, they lose to Clark Range and Pickett a whole lot worse than we do.
Right.
So evidently we bring out the best in them. Other than the first quarter, they didn't turn the ball over hardly at all, I didn't think. Pippen, she's automatic at the line. We made the mistake of fouling her there when we had it kind of close. Just really not meaning to, just trying to play good, hard defense.
Right.
And got a touch foul called, and that took it from, 4-6 there at one time. And, it just kind of got 6-7-8, and then next thing you know, we're down 10 or 12. And, we'll probably see them again be week from Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah. We'll have Well, it depends on the outcome of the other game,
right.
But we'll have either Trousdale or
hopefully it'll be the championship game, but
or Red Bull here at home, and then I'm pretty sure they're away from us on the other side of the bracket, Jackson County. I'd have to look. Daniel has it here, so
we could
see them again.
If things play out, like they are supposed to, which hopefully they won't, we'll see them in the consolation game. Hopefully we can knock off Clark Range because that's who we're going to be in the bracket with now and get in the championship game, but if not, and they lose to Pickett. Assuming we all win our first round games, which
sure.
I feel like we will. We might get them the next time. Who knows? I still think we're capable of beating them.
Right. We talked about Hardy and how dominant she was. She finished with 27 points tonight. Just really couldn't stop her in the paint. And then Pippen, 18 points. Went 11 for 12 from the free throw line.
That
was huge for them.
She didn't really do a lot offensively, so we started having to foul or fouling her. She hit Well, missed one foul shot, I think.
Yep.
I didn't think some of the other girls played hard as good as they did at our place. Wolpratt kind of played good at our place. I didn't think she played
Wolpratt
that great.
Wolpratt ended up with six.
Wilmoth hit a couple, three maybe, and you know, she's over the years she's been a pretty good 3-point shooter at times, but
yeah.
And she's played enough that she's a lot smarter than she used to be about what to do and when to do it and all that stuff. So, and like you said, they started five seniors, is that right?
Five seniors.
I didn't know that 55, what grade she was in, but all those other girls, you know, I coached against, except for Hardy, because she didn't go to school here at that time. She was still at Shovel then. But, you know, a disappointing loss. You know, hopefully we can bounce back and maybe we play them again, get them the next time.
Nothing like a play, finishing out Jackson County scoring. Wilmoth did finish with eight, and Madison Fisher had four. For Clay County, Kenzie Arms had 17. Brittany Boone had a great, huge second half, only scored two in the first half, ended up with 14 in the game. And Taylor Strong, she was bombarded all night long with the defense, but did score in double figures, had 11. Moving down the list, Cara Butterworth had three, Maddie Harlan three, and Rachel Copas three. Again, Clay County loses here in Gainesboro, 63-53.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball featuring legendary coach Thomas Watson and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the Bulldog pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Anderson Hometown Pharmacy. Come to the pharmacy owned by family for all your prescription needs, and always be loud and Clay County proud.
Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Treehouse Treasures. Man's second best friend. Keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
And Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off their termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will ask legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson what tonight's keys to the boys' game are, get scores of interest from around the region, hear a final word from our host, and much more. As we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family-owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is the driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts, or maybe GM Goodrich service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV, we've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
We return here to Jackson County High School. We're about 2 minutes and 50 seconds away from the start of this boys' contest. And we're going to do a boys' District 6A update. Actually, I apologize. We're going to do a final District 6A girls update. First place in the district, Clark Range, 27-2 overall, 14-0 in the district, was idle tonight. Second place, Pekin County, 22-2 overall, 11-2 in district play, was hosting sixth place, Red Bull and Springs. Red Bowen is 17-13 overall, 5-8 in district play. Here tonight, we saw tied for third place teams going at it, and Jackson County Lady Blue Devils prevailed there 63-53 over the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Clay County goes to 14-11 on the season overall, 8-6 in district play. Jackson County 14-10 overall, and they get to 9-5 in district play. Fifth place, Trousdale County, 9-15 overall, 6-8 in the district, were idle tonight. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-22 overall, 2-12 in the district, was hosting Van Buren County in a non-conference game. Van Buren girls, 9-16 overall. Eighth place, Gordonsville, 1-25 overall, 0-14 in district play, were idle tonight. We'll talk about all the District 6A girls tournament that's going to start Monday night in our post-game show later on. For right now, the District 6A Girls update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. We'll now do the keys to this boys' game here on the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet pregame show. We call them the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game, where we ask legendary Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson what he thinks the Dogs need to do to come out victorious tonight. Coach, what's your thoughts?
I think we just need to sustain that energy we showed the other night down at Red Boiling Springs, and hopefully that Icelock's got the fire in his belly again tonight and ready to come out and play, and then everyone else plays up to their capabilities. I know early in the season when we played in the beginning, we thought this was going to be a pretty tight ball game. And I don't think it didn't turn out that way that night.
But beat them by 21, I think. Yeah.
But I think they're still to be respected. They've won some good ball games and they've lost some close ones. But I think if we come out and play our ball game, we should come out of here with a win tonight.
Sounds good to me, ladies and gentlemen. That's been the keys to the boys' game, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll do the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift, the final word for our listeners before tip-off. Tonight's parting gift for the Dogs is be in control, and this applies to a lot of things. The boys need to be in control of their emotions. They need to bring passion to the court, but not get distracted by too much emotion. They need to be in control of the game. Jackson County is really good here in their home gym, and we don't need to allow them to control this contest. And also, we need to stay in control of our district seating. Best way to do that and possibly end up second tonight is a big win. This pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. Now we'll do the Cumberland Exteriors boys starting lineups. First of all, starting for Jackson County High School, a senior number 11, Jonah Smith, a junior number 25, Connor Brown, a sophomore number 32, Jacob Hardy, a junior number 10, Ian Petit, and a junior number 21, Jalen Smith. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 1, Jake Ashlock, junior number 2, Landon Woodcock, junior number 3, Heath Kimes, junior number 13, Gavin Silk, and junior number 21, B.J. Emerton. Thomas, do you have your list of cheerleaders that you'd like to share with everybody as part of the start lineups?
I sure do, Daniel. First, we start with senior Valerie Keith, juniors Katie Thomason, Elizabeth Spivey, Carly Krieg, Antrice Jones, sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Roska, Taylor Smith, and Abby Collins, and freshmen Austin Weir and Maggie Weir, and longtime coaches Stephen and Lana Chitwood. They're here tonight, and they've already made quite a bit of noise for us in that girls' game, Daniel. This could get to another level here in this boys' game.
It could. The boys' starting lineups and cheerleaders have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. It is now time for a big District 6A matchup here at Clay County and Pickett County tonight, both coming into contest in separate locations, tied for second place in the district. Clay County and Rob Edwards need a big win here tonight to make sure that they stay at least even with the Bobcats. And tomorrow morning when they have district coaches meeting, perhaps get to have a coin toss to decide who comes out on top, unless the Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs can go up to Birdstown tonight and come up with an upset. That would be one time we're rooting for them. And it is time for boys action here at Clay County. The visiting team is in control. They'll be traveling from left to right in this opening quarter, wearing all gold jerseys. Jackson County, the home team, wearing all white, will be traveling from right to left. Clay County is in possession, but already Landon Woodcock tries to feed Gavin Silk inside, and that pass intercepted by Jackson County. Blue Devils now in possession of the basketball. I'll have to learn all their names here for you. It's Poteet with it on right wing. He gets it over to Hardy. Hardy drives inside. He's going to be fouled there. An early one called in this contest, less than 30 seconds gone. And we see Jake Ashcock, Coach Watson, pick up his first.
That's not a good sign. Not this early.
Brown to inbound for the Blue Devils. He gets it to Hardy. Hardy left wing, drives inside. Good-looking athlete is Hardy. He works it over now to Jalen Smith, the junior, who fires from right wing. Good on a three-point shot. Heath Kimes has it right wing for Clay County. He goes to B.J. Emerton, right corner. Back out top to Kimes. Now Woodcock, left wing. Woodcock, the far and away, the point leader for Clay County on this season. Silk inside, gives it back to Kimes. Kimes working baseline. He's defended by Jonah Smith. Kimes gives it up to Silk. Silk has a beautiful move to the basket. His shot no good. However, he is fouled there by number 32, Jacob Hardy, a sophomore. I just wonder if that's a relation to Kylie Hardy that we just saw really hurt the Lady Bulldogs. Unknown on that, but Silk is at the line for two. Silk knocks down the first. Gavin, a pretty good free throw shooter on the year. Looking at stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Mettis, we see that Silk is a 76% free throw shooter, and he knocked down both of those. Clay County trails by 1, 2-3. 7 minutes now left in this first quarter. Jackson County with the ball. Smith out top, drives inside, kicks it back out to Jalen Smith. We've got two Smiths on the floor, Jalen and Jonah. I'll try to keep them straight for you. Blue Devils have a turnover here. Ball was rolling out of bounds. Jalen Smith tried to save it. However, he stepped out with it, Coach, and we get a possession.
We got a little break on that one.
We did. Kimes walks across the timeline for Clay County, undefended at this point. He kicks it to Ashok right wing. Nice cut inside. Ashok picks up an assist as he feeds Gavin Silk. Silk has all four of the points tonight so far for Clay County, two from the line and two there from the floor.
Looks like we should be able to spread it out tonight if they stay into this man-to-man and do a lot of cutting and maybe get some good shots inside for Gavin.
I wholeheartedly agree as we see traveling called against Connor Brown. Brown, a good-sized young man down there, but I think Silk, much more of an athletic player on the post.
Yes, and this bunch is not playing the junk defense where they're backing off of Kimes and getting inside the foul line and jamming it up.
Woodcock called for a travel now. He wanted to set up and shoot three, decided quickly to move on, and paused a little too long. Called for a travel. Blue Devils take over possession. Coach Watson, we just saw Gavin Silk and particularly Jake Ashcock at Red Bull and Springs this past Tuesday night just have an outstanding contest. Best post play we've seen of the year. Hopefully that can continue.
Yeah.
Three-point shot taken and hit by Jalen Smith. That's his second. He has all 6 points for the Blue Devils, and they lead against the Bulldogs 6-4. Kimes now fires a three. No good. Rebound, Jackson County's Ian Petit. He crosses the timeline pretty quick with the ball. Drives the right block, puts up a shot. No good. Goes off the hand of Gavin Silk out of bounds, and the Blue Devils maintain possession. Mason Sharp already subbing into this contest. Landon Woodcock's going to sit down. Coach Edwards, I don't think too pleased at this point in time, perhaps, with Woodcock. He doesn't address him at this point, however, though. Blue Devils in possession. They work inside to Brown. He's at right block. His turnaround jumper, good. Nice move.
Left-hander.
It was. Sharp with it. He likes to shoot the three from left wing. Looked at it, passed it up, feeds Ashok. Ashok drives inside, loses the basketball. Picked up by Jalen Smith for the Blue Devils. He goes up in front court and feeds Petit. Petit tries to go inside to Jonah Smith, and Smith quickly kicks it out to Hardy. Hardy fires a three, no good. Rebound Kimes. Heath quickly comes across the timeline. Now he backs it off. Let's his teammates catch up with him. They set the offense. Ashok right wing wants to drive. He's at high post. Feeds Silk inside. Silk's defended by Brown. Silk decides not to go to the rim. Kicks it back out to Kimes. 4:40 to play in the first quarter. Clay County trails by four. Silk's little jumper no good in the lane. Left-handed jump shot. Rebound by Brown.
Little half hook there. I'm sure I've seen that one before.
It's a nice move, but he did not convert. Jackson County extends the lead as Jonah Smith knocks down the jump shot. Rob Edwards wants to talk to his team. We're at the 4:24 mark of the first quarter. Clay County trails by six, 4-10.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10. Its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return to first quarter action. We're about midway, 4:20 on the clock. Heath Kimes has it left wing for Clay County. His team trails by six, 4-10. Edwards calls a set play. Sharp has it, top of the key. Ashok right wing. Now Emerton. Emerton drives. He's a great athlete. Pulls up short, though. He was well defended. Clay County's Ashok has it. He drives inside. Going to be fouled there by Jalen Smith, the junior for the Blue Devils. Ashlock going to the line to attempt his 74th and 5th free throws of the year. He's a 77% shooter from there. He's hit 56 so far. Ashlock comes into the night with 225 points. Pretty good sophomore campaign for the young man. Glad he's going to be around for a while longer as he hit the first one.
I see assistant coach Joe Heifegger's not on the bench, and I think Joe's got a little stomach virus or something. He's sick tonight, so.
He's a staple down here in Jackson County, is he not?
For many, many years.
Both of those shots hit by Ashlock. Clay County trails by four. Jackson County with a substitute player in the game there. It's freshman Chris Pig. He's a great big body in there. He is a young player, though. Smith with it, left wing for the Blue Devils. He's going to be reached in on and fouled by Heath Kimes. Strange, Coach Watson, that the official further away from that play made the foul call. There was another one about 10 feet away. He didn't blow his whistle.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know how these crews work. I would assume most of the time they have a certain thing, their area on the floor they're watching. Jackson County inbounds. Is this name Troy Manier? Troy Manier. It's got a M-I-N-E-E-R. I wanted to say minor, but I figured it was Manier. Foul being called against Clay County. Number 13, Gavin Silk, his first personal. Team's third of this first half. Jackson County then bounced from the baseline. And a turnover here as Jalen Smith tried to get it into Jonah Smith. Not sure if those two are brothers or not. And Clay County's going to take possession. 3:30 to play in the first quarter. Kimes has it, gets it to Woodcock. Woodcock fires from three. It's good. Woodcock lets it ride from deep and makes it. 3:24 to play.
Dogs trail by one. I don't think Coach Thomas
liked that shot at all. I don't either. We're going to go to break here. Timeout call by Jackson County.
stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Clay County has cut an early Jackson County lead to 1, Daniel, 10-9 with 3 minutes to go in the first.
Blue Devils do have possession of the ball. It's Petit, left wing. He works over to Hardy. Hardy now wants to drive. He does. Gets to the block. Puts it up. Good for 2. Jackson County leads now by 3, 12-9. In that last contest, there was only one lead change in it. That was all the way back on December the 1st. Clay County won that by 21 as Mason Sharp fires from 3, and he's found his stroke again.
Yes, that was a good – he just pulled up and shot it.
We saw Sharp have to have a little more time to get set before. That was pretty quick without much hesitation. Sharp tied it up at 12 with his three-point shot. Foul now being called against number 2, Landon Woodcock, his first personal, team's 4th of the first half. Ashlock now sets down for Clay County. On the floor for the Dogs is Gavin Silk, Heath Kimes, Mason Sharp, B.J. Emerton, and Landon Woodcock. Jackson County scores 2 more. Who was that for them? Jonas Smith adds 2 to the Blue Devil tally. Clay County with the ball now. Silk inside. Nice aggressive move. Basket's in. And 1. He goes to the line. The official blows the whistle. Call being called against number 5, Chris Pig, the freshman, who's been sent in to try to slow down Silk. And now we see the junior post player, Connor Brown, check back in. And Pig will have a seat. That was Pig's first personal of the game. Jackson County's 13th foul. Silk knocks it down, completes that three-point play the traditional way. Clay County takes the lead, 15-14. Clay County's first lead of this game. I'm assuming in that last game, since there was only one lead change, Jackson County led early, and then Clay County led the rest of the way. This one's back and forth, though, as we see another lead change. Brown scores from right block, and Clay County now trails by 1. Jackson County leads 16-15. Mason Sharp attempts a three-pointer from right corner. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Feeds B.J. Emerson, who sets up right corner. He does not miss.
He's waiting on that one.
He was. I'd really like to see B.J. play a bigger role on the offensive end. He's really good from there. He's been our leading scorer at times, but he's kind of been quiet on the offensive side lately. He's known as a great defender, and he does that night in and night out. Jackson County with the ball. They fire a three-pointer of their own. That was Jalen Smith, who's already hit 2 from behind the arc tonight. He missed that in our ball, though. Substitutes on for Clay County on the floor, Mason Sharp, Ben Bailey, B.J. Emerton, Landon Woodcock, and Jake Ashoff. Clay County with possession, minute 35 to play in this opening quarter. Clay County leads by 2, 18-16. Woodcock runs the point with Kimes on the bench. Bailey right wing with it, gives to Emerson, top of the key. Sharp left wing, Sharp to Woodcock. Woodcock drives. Woodcock's drive is cut off. He feeds Ashlock. Now Ashlock back to Woodcock. Woodcock in the paint will be fouled. Foul being called against number 10, Ian Petit. His first personal, Jackson County's 4th of this first quarter. Each team with 14 fouls, Thomas, in this first quarter.
Yeah, they're kind of letting them play tonight a little bit. Woodcock kind of taking it to this man defense here, and the coach just straight up man. We got a lot of stuff.
For every minute, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You're right about that. Woodcock fires again from the free throw line. It's also good. He's deadly from there. He's 81% shooter on the year. Jackson County with possession of the ball. However, Clay County in possession of the lead, 20-16. Jonah Smith runs the point. He gives it up to Ian Petit. Petit called for the travel. Petit doesn't understand why that was called, but
he didn't know which the pivot foot was.
He did not. He took one extra one there.
Yeah.
Ball inbounded. Woodcock runs the point for Clay County. Edwards calls out the play. Woodcock immediately drives. Hands off to Ben Bailey. Ben Bailey around the top of the key. Now to Sharp. Sharp to Ashlock. Ashlock fires the 3. No good. Rebound B.J. Emerton. However, I think a foul going to be called against B.J. Emerton there, and I tend to agree. He had a kind of pushed off with an arm on the defender. Emerton's first personal, team's fifth, 45 seconds to play this opening quarter. High-scoring quarter, Coach, 20-16. At the end of one back at Salina, we see it was 12-10, almost doubling up those numbers tonight. That has been a while since these teams played. That was way before Christmas on December the 1st. Each team, I'm sure, has developed and changed and morphed into something else since then. I know Clay County has. Blue Devils with the ball. Brown left block, defended by Ashlock. Brown goes across court to number one, Troy Manier. Manier back to Brown. Brown shot the paint good. He's pretty good down there, and he adds two more. Draws his team within two under 10 seconds to play. Woodcock with the ball. I look for him to have the last shot. He drives, kicks it to Ben Bailey. Bailey fires his shot blocked. However, Bailey gets that shot blocked, puts it in for 2 points. Ben Bailey, excellent
never gave
job.
Up on it.
They close the quarter. Clay County leads by four, 22-18. This is Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Mobile money from Bank of Salina. You can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Second quarter action underway here at Jackson County High School. Blue Devils with the ball. They're playing off to our left here in this first half of play. Clay County playing at the hoop on our right. Jake Ashlock pulls down Ian Petit, missed three-pointer. Ashlock's been dominating the paint these last few games. He wants to drive now. He does, and foul going to be called against number one, Troy Manier. Head coach for Jackson County Blue Devils, Coach Hudson, I can't think of his first name. We'll have to flick back here. Kevin Thomas, not Hudson. Kevin Thomas displeased with that call by the official. Woodcock fires a three for Clay County, no good. Rebound Silk. Silk feeds Emerton, his three-pointer, no good. Rebound this time, Blue Devils. It's Brown. Brown wants to bring it down the floor, and he does so. Gives it off now to Manier. Manier to Smith. Johnson with it now. Caleb Johnson, who's checked in, he kicks it back to Ian Petit. Petit's three-pointer no good. Rebound Landon Woodcock. Woodcock beats Kimes. On the floor for Clay County is the starters right now. Kimes, Emerton, Silk, Ashlock, and Woodcock. Emerton goes inside, feeds Gavin Silk. Silk shot from right block, no good. Rebound Jonah Smith. Smith crosses the timeline for the Blue Devils. He feeds Manier. Manier looks at three, doesn't take it, feeds it back to Smith. Smith drives inside, kicks it outside now to number 10, Ian Petit. Petit drives in, scores from right
running block. One-hander.
Yeah,
good
nice
shot.
Play. Clay County leads by two, 22-20, 6:30 to play here in the second quarter. Silk with it, high post, free throw distance, knocks it down. Gavin's got what, 8 points? Nine
on the night already.
Near double digits is Gavin Silk early in this contest. Silk in the last contest against Jackson County, he did not score. In fact, he did not play, to my knowledge, in that game. Actually, I'm wrong. I looked at the stat sheet.
Another good rebound. Fierce rebound.
It was. It was Gunner Silk, younger brother. Gavin didn't score. Gavin had 12 in the last inning. Jackson County with the ball now. And quickly, they have cut this lead to two. Clay County 24, Jackson County 22. As Jonah Smith scored on a layup there. Woodcock with the ball for Clay County. He's defended by Manier. Silk with it again, high post, his shot good.
That's a foul shot for him.
It was. Silk, a very good shooter.
Two in a row, one on each side of the 3-second lane.
He has range and shows it. Brown wants to stay lower on the block on him, and Silk going to step out and shoot it. Clay County leads by 4, 26-22. Jackson County missed jump shot. Heath Kimes rebound going coast to coast with it. Lays it up, no good. Jake Ashok tries to get the rebound, does not. Brown came up with it. Threw it off of Ashlaw. Good hustle play by Brown for Jackson County. 5:17 to play here in the second quarter. Jackson County handling themselves pretty well so far.
Yes, they are. They're only down by a couple of baskets. So.
Ian Fatigue crosses the timeline for the Blue Devils. He gets it over to Jonas Smith. Smith comes to Petit, but we've got an intentional foul, I think, Kyle. Heath Kimes gets an intentional foul call. Coach Watson, I was looking at the Jackson County roster. What transpired?
Sometimes Heath lets his emotions get away from him, and he will take a little swipe at someone, and most of the time he doesn't hit, but it looked like maybe that time he did.
Maybe made contact with a reach-in or something. And we do see Brown at the line shooting two for that intentional foul. He hit the first, missed the second, cuts into the lead. Jackson County now trails by three. Kimes is going to take a seat after that intentional foul. And we see Brown pick up the ball. That's two personals for Heath Kimes. 16 fouls for Clay County, 15 fouls for Jackson. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Travel call now against Jacob Hardy for Jackson County. Woodcock with the ball. He runs the point while Kimes sets out. Woodcock defended by Petit. He goes right wing now, gives it to Emerton. Emerton to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Back to Woodcock now. Woodcock drives, loses the ball. Brown picks it up. Full-length court pass all the way down to Jonah Smith. His layup no good. Over the back foul called against Jacob Hardy. Hardy's momentum carried him into Mason Sharp. Sharp showing his hustle. He's all over the place when he's in the game. He was down there, and he's the one that drew that foul. Clay County with the ball now after that foul. That was Jackson County's 16th foul, both teams at that tally. Either team will go to the line for 1-1. Jake Ashlock fires a three-pointer from a couple feet behind our Coach Watson.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Just nonchalant.
He did. Nobody really stepped out and defended him, so he knocked it down. Jackson County with the ball now. Hardy drives right wing. The block, no good. Brown saves the ball, but Sharp comes up with it. Sharp to Woodcock. Woodcock right wing. He finds Ashlock on left block now. Ashlock working against Hardy. Decides to kick it out to Sharp. Sharp fires air ball on that one. The Jackson County student section starting the air ball chant to let Sharp know he missed it, but they easily forgot he drained one on him a few minutes ago. Jackson County misses a three-pointer of their own. Rebound Gavin Silk. Silk to Ashok. Ashok to Sharp. Sharp fires, and he missed that one. Silk with a great rebound, though. He's back in and has the bucket.
Yes. Took it right back at him.
He does. That's what Gavin Silk can do for you is he puts his team up now with an 8-point lead, 31-23. Timeout taken. This is Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a safety out facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinautos.com.
Back here to action. Go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I'm just going to say we're back here, and Clay County leads 31-23. Gavin Silk's got 13 points already in this contest.
Already exceeded the 12 that he had the last time we played Jackson County. Jackson County with the ball. 3:10 to play on this second quarter clock. They work to Brown right block. Brown kicks it back outside. Petit fires the three. No good. Rebound landing to Woodcock. Here he comes across the timeline. He does not have the numbers, though. He kicks it to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Woodcock. Woodcock defended now. by Jalen Smith. Woodcock gives it to Ashlock. Ashlock drives
in with an elbow hook.
Yeah, certainly did. Ashlock with offensive foul called against him.
We've seen him use that move a lot here in the last few games.
He got away with it the first time, but wasn't satisfied with
it.
Right.
He takes one power dribble, kind of cradles the ball against his body, and elbows his way through the lane. I like it, but if you can get away with it, just a foul call on that one. The official saw it.
They may end up with a travel at one point with due to that cradling. Blue Devils back with the ball. They trail by 8, 2:45 to play in the second quarter. Jonah Smith, right wing, defended by Gavin Silk. He works to Troy Manier. Manier now works over to Eli Burris, a freshman in the game. Burris kicks it down inside to Hardy. Hardy's shot from right block, no good. Silk rebound. Silk the one tonight owning the paint. Sharp, left corner, no good on the three. Rebound Manier. Sharp steals it back. Manier gets it back. Sharp called for a foul, and the young men don't realize the whistle had blown.
Getting a little testy out there.
Sharp's went and made one tonight. He's having trouble finding his stroke here in the second quarter, but he's not quitting. He's firing the shots, and he's coming right back with the hustle plays on the floor. Got a little chippy right there at the end, though, Daniel.
I like to see
this
that.
This is Jackson County and Clay County, you know.
It is. A heated rivalry, Jackson County. I didn't put the stat together on how many times they beat us in this gym the last 10 years, but they've done it more than once, I know. A tough place to play. Head coach Rob Edwards told me one time, he said, I'd rather play anywhere than Jackson County. Right now, his team has an 8-point lead, though. 2:15 on the clock. Woodcock with the ball for Clay County. Woodcock drives in, right block. He's going to be fouled. Shot was missed. He'll go to the line for two. Foul being called against Troy Manier, the senior. His second personal, team seventh. As we mentioned, is Woodcock usually very reliable from the free throw line. He'll have two here. First one's good.
That's usually a sure thing when he walks up there. He entire season.
Second one's away, also good. Jackson County already, we know, is the number four seed going into next Tuesday night's district tournament quarterfinals. Clay County type of Pickett right now for second. Pickett's playing Red Bullin tonight. We're here at Jackson County trying to figure out who's going to be two or three between us and Pickett. Jackson County adds two more to their tally. It's Brown. Connor Brown from left block. Bulldogs lead by 8 with a minute 45 in the first half. Woodcock has it.
That basket by Brown ended a 7-0 run by Clay County, which gave us that, I guess we had it out to 10 there at one point, didn't we?
Woodcock continues to impress me with his drives. He was fouled there by Connor Brown. It probably is an unfair comparison to comparing to Tyreek Key. However, very similar to Key in the fact that he has the ability to drive, hang in the air, draw a foul, and still get off a good shot.
Great body control when he's in the air. And like you say, he can belly up with somebody and still hang long enough to finish.
Oh, my goodness.
Missed both those, did he?
Yeah.
We need to stop talking about how good he is from the line. Woodcock misses those two.
Terrible foul shooter.
Blue Devils back with possession. Ball's down on the block. Connor Brown in the paint. Silk going to be called for a foul, I think. 13, Gavin Silk picks up the foul. We were too far away from that one to see it. I'm not sure.
I think he maybe bodied up a little hard and moved into him as he was.
Could have. That would be hard to see from our angle, yes. Brown fires, and he hits his free throw.
There was no contact up on the shot. It was a body foul, I believe.
Clay County leads by 7. Still leads by 7 as Connor Brown misses that second free throw.
There's not really enough room for both their bodies in the same spot because they're built very similar.
They are. Wide bases. Both of them good athletes, though.
Yes, they are. Very, very energetic athletes.
Woodcock has it. He feeds Ben Bailey. Bailey fires from left corner. 3-point attempt. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, though, and I believe we got a free possession here. The officials, okay, no disagreement on officials. It is Clay County ball. I thought it was Jackson County's too. Clay County going to get another possession. Ben Bailey's three-pointer went out of bounds. And Clay County going to get it back, though. Woodcock's got a score.
That's my favorite shot right there. Pull up and take that thing right there.
He certainly did, about 8 feet out right in the middle of the paint. couldn't get onto the rim, so he said, I made it far enough, and he made that jump shot. Hardy now fires from three, right corner for Jackson County. No good. Rebound B.J. Emerton. Emerton feeds it to Woodcock. We've got 35 seconds to play in this opening half. Clay County leads by nine, 35-26. Woodcock hands off to Sharp. Sharp to Bailey. Bailey to Emerton, left corner. Now back out top to Woodcock. 25 to play. Sharp, right corner. Now Bailey. Clay County just passing around the perimeter, running the time down. 15 seconds to play now. Bailey with it, right wing inside to Silk. Silk gets it to Bailey. Bailey back to Silk, under 10 seconds to play. Silk wants to go to the basket, into the paint he goes, and he does not score on the drive. Rebound, however, B.J. Emerton, 2 seconds. Emerton fires, no good. This first half closes with Clay County leading Jackson County by nine, 35-26. We'll be right back here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a look at area scores of interest, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsor, here on the Horizon Sports Network. Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
How far would you drive for a great deal on a new car or truck? A couple hours? Farther? No need to answer, because the only place to go is just a short 30-minute drive north of Salina to Don Franklin Chevrolet of Burksville, where you can choose from over 4,000 new and pre-owned vehicles. Need financing, parts, or service? They offer that too. Check out all their vehicles at donfranklinauto.com or call 800-766-9600. Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet, a family of dealerships in Kentucky.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
It's halftime here in Gainesboro, and Clay County leads Jackson County by 9, 35-26. Clay County got off to a good start and got up 10-4 early
or I'm sorry, got down 10-4 early, but made a run in the latter part of the first quarter to lead 22-18 at the end of one. They then outscored Jackson County 13-8 in the second stanza to go up by 9, 35-26 here at halftime. Leading the way for Clay County is Gavin Silk with 13. Landon Woodcock has 9. Jake Ashlock, 5. B.J. Emerton and Mason Sharp has made a 3 apiece to round out their 35 points here at halftime. For Jackson County, Connor Brown leads the way with 10 points. Jonah Smith has 6. Jalen Smith has 6. Jacob Hardy and Ian Poteet both have a basket apiece. So wrap it up for the Blue Devils. Again, Clay County leads 35-26 here at halftime in Gainesboro.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We'll return here on the Horizon Sports Network. It's about 2.5 minutes away from tip-off of this third quarter. Well, not tip-off, but the beginning of third quarter action. We're going to go ahead and do a budget pest control District 6A boys update. Number one in the district, Monterey, 23-4 overall, 12-2 in district play, is playing a non-conference game tonight against Caden Mills, senior phenom in the Van Buren County Eagles. That's happening in Monterey. Van Buren 20-5 on the season, 5-0 in their district. I'm sure that's going to be a good one. Tied for second place, Clay County, 16-8 overall, 9-4 in the district, is here at fourth place. Jackson County, 15-10 overall, 7-6 in the district. Clay County leads 35-26 at halftime. Tied for second place, Pickett County, 18-6 overall, 9-4 in the district, is hosting sixth place Red Bull and Springs. That could be a pretty good ball game. Red Bull and 15-3 overall, 4-9 in district play. Fifth place Clark Range, 15-14 overall, 6-8 in district play, are idle tonight. Seventh place Trailsdale County, 9-15 overall, 4-10 in district play, are idle also tonight. In 8th place, Gordonsville, 7-18 overall, 3-11 in district play, also a rattle. So those three not playing tonight. District 6A boys update brought to you as usual by Budget Pest Control. Spiders don't look as mean when Budget's on the scene. We're under a minute now from this third quarter starting. Coach Watson and Good first half for Clay County. They've got a 9-point lead, but Jackson County's been there blow for blow.
Got great, great hustle tonight by everybody that's been on the floor. We've got, you know, got a good effort out of everybody that's put the minutes in tonight. But Gavin Silk's done a great job. He had a couple three shots out around the foul line that really made a big difference. And he's done a good job inside when he's, of course, another big body there that he's playing against.
Right.
So he's moved his game out a little bit and been very successful the first half. Maybe one of the better halves he's had in a pretty good while.
Very well could be. That's true. That's true. That's one good thing we've seen about these Bulldogs throughout the season. They kind of find new ways to adapt their game, and if they realize that they're not being very effective maybe in traditional ways, they'll try to go ahead and do something a little bit maybe outside of their norm to grow, and that's the type of thing you got to do to be successful as you play teams two and three times as you get into postseason, I suppose.
Yeah, and this postseason is very, very important. The positioning coming out of this next round too is very important. A good shot by Jake Ashlock just then who buried the three.
It was there. Third quarter just started, and quickly Jake Ashlock hits a three-pointer from the top of the key for the Bulldogs to put his team on up 38-26. However, three-point shot taken and hit by Ian Petit for Jackson County to narrow it back down still to a 9-point deficit for the Blue Devils. Jake Ashlock tries another three-pointer, no good this time. Rebound Gavin Silk. He puts it
and
back
Silk
in good.
Silk is doing what he does.
He is. He's silky smooth, as one might say, Gavin Silk. Yes. Jackson County's Murphy, not Murphy, Party, misses a layup at his end, and Heath Kimes, who set out the waning parts of the first half with an intentional foul call, comes in, gets the rebound, and has a layup that he misses. Blue Devils get that rebound and come back down to their end, fire a three-pointer, does Ian Petit, no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back in, baseline jumper, good. Jackson County trails by 9, Clay County 40, Blue Devils 31, 6:45 to play here in the third quarter. Heath Kimes, right wing, beats Jake Ashlock top of the key, back to Kimes inside to Woodcock, who is posted up in there, and he's going to miss that little jump shot, but gets his own rebound, puts it back up, no good, pulls down another rebound, and a jump ball call.
And
it's he and Connor Brown, tussle for it. And like you say, Coach, the possession arrow.
I think we were home there for a second.
Going to go to the Blue Devils on this one. Clay had it to start the quarter.
I guess that comes from all the years of playing down here.
That's right. As you were mentioned during halftime, during your coaching career, you won a host of district championships in this very gym.
This is a great gym for our teams through the years. And
Jackson County.
And they were actually a neutral site for a little while. They moved up to AA,
right, and they had
this good gym. So that's one of the reasons why we use this gym a lot.
Connor Brown adds two more for the Blue Devils. Dogs lead by 7. 6 minutes to play in the third. Kimes, top of the key. Defended by Petit. He goes to Silk. Back to Kimes now. Kimes wants to drive. He was defended that time by Jonah Smith. And Smith gets called for the foul. I thought they'd called it on Jake Ashlock for a minute. It was against Jackson County, though. Woodcock fires from three-point range, and it's good.
That was nearly from the stratosphere, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. He lets it ride again, and that was a beautiful shot by Woodcock. Jackson County now quickly comes down and matches it. Jonah Smith with the bucket for the Blue Devils. Woodcock with it. We talk about Woodcock getting in the zone sometimes in a contest. Perhaps he's about to do that here for Clay County. Clay County has the ball, and they have an 8-point lead over their counterparts, the Jackson County Blue Devils. Ashlock with it now. Drives into the paint. Jumper from right inside the free throw line, and it is good. Clay extends the lead to 10. 5:05 to play in the third quarter. Jonah Smith drives and puts up a shot. No good. However, rebound, I think, by Petit, and he put it back in good. Woodcock now for Clay County. This is a back-and-forth third quarter. Each team scoring each trip down the floor, it seems. Kimes runs the point for the Dogs. Goes to Woodcock, right wing. Woodcock now being defended by Ian Petit. Woodcock picks up the dribble, kicks it to Ashlock, right wing. Ashlock drives, defended by Connor Brown. Ashlock shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, though, does Jake Ashlock. Continues his fine hustle.
He gets it to Kimes in the corner. Kimes going to circle back
come
around.
We'll reset, won't we?
Reset.
You know, with that Woodcock three, we've got three players in double digits, Daniel. Jake Ashlock's got 10. Woodcock's got a cool dozen. And Gavin Silk's leading the way with 15.
Kimes, as you say that, Thomas picks up his third personal foul. Another personal foul call against Heath.
Frustration foul.
It was. I didn't see a ton of contact. Not questioning the call. It makes me wonder, though, if Heath has done something maybe to get on the official's bad side a little bit. Three-point shot taken and missed by Jacob Hardy. Foul called against Clay County. Gavin Silk being charged with the personal foul. Clay County's second personal of this second half. Jackson County inbounds. Connor Brown works it inside to number 10, Jonas Smith. Actually, Ian Petit. Jonas Smith's number 10, Petit's number 11. I sometimes call the wrong name on those jerseys. I apologize for that. Ashlock right wing with it for the Dogs.
He'd love to shoot that, wouldn't he?
He would. He would. He passed it up, though. Yeah. Passed it off to Woodcock. Clay County does have an 8-point lead, 3:40 to play here in the half. 10 picking up the foul, Ian Fatigue for Jackson County. Team second, team foul of the second half.
He probably thought that might irritate the coach if he took that one right then.
Coach Edwards, I'm sure, gives Jake a green light in most situations, but right then probably was not the time. Ball's inbounded to Sharp. Sharp back to Ashlock. Now Ashlock fires from three.
That's the one he wanted there.
He didn't like the right wing. He wanted the left corner because he knocked it down from there. I believe that's the second from that particular location tonight. His third three-pointer overall, Thomas, or just second?
That's the third, Daniel.
I thought so. One from the top of the key, two from left corner. Jake Ashlock turning into quite an outside shooter here.
The rebound then.
Missed shot opportunity for Jackson County at their end. Ashlock gets the rebound, hands it to Woodcock. Woodcock can run the point as Kimes sits down. Sharp with it, top of the key, kicks it to Emerton. Emerton back to Sharp. That pass too strong, out of bounds. Blue Devils with the ball. Substitutes coming in for Jackson County. We see Chris Pig check in along with Eli Burris and Troy Manier. Also, Caleb Johnson coming up to the scorer's table.
We've got Ashlock three-pointer. It gave him 15 on the night. Also gave Clay County their largest lead. It's up to 11, Daniel.
Certainly is. 48-37 is the score. Now it's cut to 9, though, as Jackson County scores. Didn't catch the Blue Devil that got that point. Woodcock with it for Clay County. He goes cross court to Sharp. Sharp to Ashlock. Ashlock inside to Silk. Silk defended by Harvey.
Rolls it in there.
He certainly did. Gavin Seale,
great
good. He's up to probably leading scoring right now, I suppose. As we see a charge call against Jackson County's Chris Pig. Nice move by the freshman, but a better defensive play by the Bulldogs.
Mason Sharp down there taking that charge, running down.
He does it all, does he not?
He does.
What's Silk's tally on
the night? Silk's up to 17 on the night.
And Ashlock 15?
Ashlock 15.
Woodcock
a cool dozen.
A cool dozen. We've got three within 5 points of one another. From 12 to 17 is the range. Clay County in possession. Jackson County's number 30, Eli Burris, just kicked a Mason Sharp pass. Clay County going to get the inbound. It'll be Sharp from in front of his bench. Gets it into Woodcock. Woodcock defended by Manier. Woodcock to Emerton, Emerton to Ashlock, Ashlock to Silk, Silk back to Ashlock, and now Ashlock back to Silk. Silk's going.
Great pass.
Give Silk 19 on this contest. He's 1 point away from 20. Clay County extends the lead up to 13 now. 1:42 to play in the third quarter. Burris has it out top for the Blue Devils. Goes to right corner now. To Johnson. Johnson back to Manier.
Walk.
Manier called for the travel. You saw that one and called it. I believe Coach put official in.
It's easier over here.
Ashlock inbounds to Woodcock. Clay County under a minute and a half in this third quarter. They have extended their lead to 13. They beat Jackson County back on December 1st, 65-44. This one's going to be a little bit more of a high-scoring contest than that one was. Emerson, top of the key, gets it to Sharp, left corner, Sharp inside to Ashok. Ashok in the paint, shot up, no good, gets his own rebound, though. Ashok goes back up, foul called against
that's
number 15,
what, that
Jackson
tremendous
County.
Hustle again.
It was, Caleb Johnson. Ashok being applauded by the Clay County faithful. It's up over our heads and behind us here at Jackson County Gym tonight. We're right behind the scorers table. And Ashlock has really stepped up the intensity over the last handful of contests as he knocks down a free throw. Perfect time for that young man to be playing his best ball.
Absolutely.
Second free throw also good by Jake Ashlock. Clay County now with a 54-39 lead. Is that the tally you have, Thomas, or should it be 55? Okay, 54-39. I thought they'd left off a Bulldog point for a minute. Jackson County.
And another rebound by Ashlock.
Driving layup, no good. Rebound Ashlock. The big man going to bring it down the floor with 45 seconds playing the third. He drives against the freshman Pig. Pig with great defense denies the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Ashlock goes to the floor, but no foul call. Ashlock wanted a foul and didn't get one. Woodcock an inbound from baseline. He works the ball into Sharp from the right corner. Sharp fires. It's good. Sharp letting it ride from behind the three-point line as well.
He's got that shooter mentality.
He certainly does. His mother and father, both great Bulldog players in their time, and he's living up to it, to the family name. Big jump ball on the floor right now. We got two Bulldogs and two Blue Devils down there, and it gets chippy as Clay County pulls out to a 19-point lead here. In Gainsborough, possession
look,
arrow in
look
favor.
Looks like a late hit, sir.
Clay County's currently on a 9-0 run, Daniel, to amass this big lead with 23 seconds to go here in the third.
I called it a 19-point lead. It's actually an 18-point lead. 15 seconds to play. Woodcock crosses the timeline. Goes to Ashlock. Ashlock may be the man to get this last shot the way he's been playing. 8 seconds. It's Ashlock defended by the freshman Pig. Ashlock drives. He goes to the rim. And it's a and-one opportunity because he hit the shot. Personal foul called on Pig. And Ashlock will go to the line.
That's definitely taking control of the game right there.
He has. He's posted up against, he's paired up with a freshman post player who's doing a good job. But quite honestly, Ashlock a bit better of an athlete and able to beat him to the hole. Nice, put back a tip by Emerton as Ashlock missed the free throw. B.J. leapt high, elevated almost to rim level, and missed his putback. Jackson County going to have it. 2.1 seconds remain. Ball is inbounded. Three-point shot taken. Desperation style from half court. No good. Third quarter ends. Clay County leads by 20, 59-39.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
We return here to Jackson County High School. We have began fourth quarter play. There's 7:44 on the clock. Clay County has the ball after Jackson County just missed a jump shot at their end. Ashlock with it right wing. Feeds Emerson right corner. Now Woodcock right wing. Woodcock's pass to Kimes was almost stolen by Jonah Smith. However, Kimes kept it, gets it to Ashlock in the corner. He fires the three, no good. Jake Ashlock, ladies and gentlemen.
Fires up and puts it in.
On that play, he ends up with a steal after the Jackson County rebound, stole it, put it back in, and scored 2 points. Ashlock over 20 on the night, as well as Gavin Silk, I believe.
Well, Ashlock's just got 19, but he scored 12 in that third quarter, where Clay County outscored Jackson County 24-13 to get this big lead.
Wow. We see Gavin Silk miss a little jump shot for Clay County at our end. Jackson County gets the rebound, and they converted into points, though. Connor Brown adds two more to his tally. He's had a good night for the Blue Devils. Clay County does lead, though, by,
It'll be 41, Daniel. Lead by 20.
Okay. Lead by, there it is, 61-41. Clay County leads by 20. We missed another shot. Coach Watson, who missed on that one? Well, you can get an attempt off.
It nearly balanced on the rim before it decided to come off.
Jonah Smith scores for the Blue Devils, and this fourth quarter is off to
very quickly with the timeout.
I missed two or three things, and timeout taken with 6.5 to play. Clay County leads by 18.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add
right.
value to your farm.
Right.
Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network in Gainesboro, Clay County leads 61-43. Jake Ashlock's got 19 points, Gavin Silk 17, and Landon Woodcock, a cool dozen, with 12.
I got excited a few minutes ago. I said Ashlock and Silk both over 20.
Well,
maybe before the night's over. Clay County with the ball. Kimes runs the point, gets it Ashlock right wing. Ashlock inside to Silk. Silk back out to Ashlock. Ashlock calls for help from Kimes. Kimes tries to, but Kimes is face guarded by Jonah Smith. Smith doing a good job. Ashlock going to have to handle this ball himself. He's isolated now with Connor Brown. Ashlock drives, kicks it over to Kimes in the right corner. Kimes down back up top where he's comfortable. Emerton, Woodcock, Ashlock, good ball movement. Now Silk baseline. Silk wants to drive. Silk hands off to Kimes. Kimes drives baseline, reverse layup, good. Heath Kimes has really developed a good set of a good skill set.
Yes. That just a little bit of a second effort when you think you've got him beat, and he scores on you. Another big three from Jackson.
It was. Jackson County answered. I think that was number 10, Petit.
Tightly contested.
Knocking down that one after the Kimes 2 point on the prior possession. Foul now called against Jackson County's number 10, Ian Petit. He was a little bit up in Landon Woodcock's business, as they say, and the official thought it was a little bit too much.
Yeah, he didn't give him any room to maneuver at all. And I believe that's their sixth foul, so we'll be shooting here on the next foul, I believe.
It is Jackson County's 16th foul of the second half. Two more, no, foul. It's hard to say two more for Gavin Silk, but his shot was knocked away last second by Jacob Hardy. Silk's going to go to the line to shoot two. 5:09 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads by a healthy margin, 63-46, as Silk misses that first free throw. Gavin prepares for the second. It's away, also no good. Rebound, Ian Petit for the Blue Devils. Petit comes down, fires a three, no good. Rebound, though, by Hardy. Hardy back up, no good. Rebound this time, Landon Woodcock. Woodcock cares not a bit to get down there in the paint and fight with him, and he did that time. Kimes with it for the Dogs. Clay County playing pretty slow here. Kimes decides to drive, though. He's to the rim. His shot's up. That shot blocked out of bounds. I thought maybe a foul was going to be called. It looked like Heath was roughed up, but no whistles blow. Ashlock inbound from baseline. Ball's into Woodcock. Woodcock inside the Silk. Now back out to B.J. Emerton. Emerton goes right wing now and hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Woodcock. Woodcock to Emerton. Great ball movement by Clay County. I can't hardly keep up. It's Ashlock now, top of the key. He wants to drive baseline. He's cut off, though, by Jacob Hardy. Emerton. Now Woodcock. Now Ashlock. Now Emerton. Inside to Silk. Handed off to Kimes. No, that was a fake handoff. Silk catch it. Now he goes to Emerton. Now Woodcock. 4:09 to play. Clay County leading. 63-46. 17-point lead for the Dogs. Silk outside with it. We're just chewing time, is Coach Edwards and his squad. Kimes drives baseline. Goes to the rim. No good on the shot, but foul. Silk going to go to the line for two. Foul was against Jonah Smith.
And we took off about 2 minutes of time there.
Sure did. 3:52 to play now. 3:52 to play in this contest. If Clay County can hold on here as Kimes hits the first of two free throws, they will be tied with Pickey County. Now, we don't know. We don't have a score from what's going on in Byrdstown tonight as the Bobcats play the Red Bulldogs of Red Bull and Springs. But Pickett and Clay came into tonight tied up for second. May come down to a coin toss tomorrow at the district coaches meeting if both of those teams win tonight. Looks like Clay County's going to, barring something crazy here late in this contest. Foul now called against Jake Ashlock. Clay County leads by 19. Kimes hit the second free throw he attempted down here as well as the first. Connor Brown inbound for the Blue Devils. He works it inside now to Jalen Smith. Jalen over to Jonah Smith. Petit has it left wing. He likes to shoot the three. Goes inside to Brown. Nice little play by Jackson County. As Brown handed it off to a cutting Jonah Smith. And a foul called against Heath Kimes. That's his fourth personal of this contest. We're going to see Jonah Smith go to the line to shoot two shots here. That was the fourth team foul against Clay County. Shots away by Jonah Smith. Good. 3:29 to play. Gym's got kind of quiet, lost its atmosphere a little here. Certainly game not over at this point. As Jackson County's Jonah Smith knocks down that free throw. Clay County does have a 17-point lead at this point. 3:20 to play in the fourth. Silk with it now. Coach, will Clay County be content again to tick time off the clock?
I believe they're going to try to kill him another minute or two here.
Force Jackson to foul. Ashlock drives inside and makes a liar of us, though, Coach.
Yeah.
Quickly shoots. He's fouled on the play. His shot no good. However, foul being called against number 32, Jacob Hardy. His fourth personal, Jackson County's 19th foul of the fourth quarter. Ashlock's good from the line. That's putting him up to that 20 mark now, right, Thomas?
It does, Daniel. Got him there that time. You know, how happy has Coach Rob Beveridge got to be with Jake Ashlock? He can do it all, guys. He can handle the ball out front. He can play the post. He's really come on and become that all-around player, as you said, at the perfect time.
Yes, excellent potential for him. And what excites me the most, even more than it him playing well at tournament time, is Hardy scores two more for Jackson County. And Clay County leads by 20, 68-48. Ashlock's got two more years to play. As we said, he's just going to get that much better. Mature more physically, mature more mentally and emotionally, and just turn into hopefully one of the better Bulldog players we've had in recent memory. Jackson County comes up with a steal on their end. It's going to be Ian Petit. He drives to the rim and scores. Jackson County putting the screws to the Dogs a little bit here late in this one as they cut this lead on the scoreboard. Now it shows 66-52. A minute ago, I think they forgot to add the tally. Jackson County trails now by 14. Certainly they're not out of this contest. 2:11 to play as travel's called against Jake Ashlock. He was working in the paint. Took a bit of a hop step there, Coach Watson.
Yes. Got a little impatient when they doubled him down there.
Yeah, he certainly did. Timeout taken here on the floor. There's 2:10 to play in the fourth quarter. Clay County leads by 14, 66-52.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here. Fourth quarter action. It's late in this one, under 2 minutes to play here, but Jackson County, folks, has cut it to 12, 54-66. Under 2 minutes to play, as we say, minute 45. Heath Kimes has it left wing. Clay County playing slow. We're wanting to chew time off the clock, I am sure. Woodcock right wing, now Ashlock, now Silk inside. Silk goes to the rim, shots up, good. Gavin Silk having a great night in the paint, the junior is. Under a minute and a half to play, Clay County leads by 14. Jackson County takes the jump shot at their end. It was Jonah Smith, no good, rebound Heath Kimes. Kimes quickly comes down across the timeline, circles back out up top, and we're going to kill some more time. Minute 10 left in the contest. Ball's worked inside to Jake Ashlock.
I don't know about that one.
Got away with one there.
Yeah.
Could have been a charge call, could have been a travel call against Jake. I can't hardly describe it. You just had to have seen it. However, whistle does not blow when Jake Ashlock gets 2 points. That to his tally. 45 seconds to go in this one. Jackson County with the ball. It's Jonah Smith. No, actually, Petit out top. He kicks it over to Burris left wing, and a charge now called against Pig as he threw that elbow into the body of Gavin Silk. I believe Pig's going to make a fine young player for Jackson County. He is just a freshman, but he has a tough job tonight trying to play against Ashlock Silk down there. As we see substitutes now at 37.7 seconds left, Clay County leads by 16. On the floor, we see Jacob Burnett, Gunner Silk, Cale McBride, Jared Markham, and Stephen Webb. Burnett inbounds to Gunner Silk, younger brother of Gavin. The younger player's looking to close this one out. 30 seconds to play. Silk drives inside. He's a good athlete. Kicks it to Webb left wing. Pass stolen, though, by Jackson County. And a layup good there to cut the score to 14. However, we're down to 20 seconds to play. Gunner Silk has it, and this may be the last possession. Silk crosses the timeline. 13 to play. He hands off to Jacob Burnett. Burnett has it. 8 seconds. Back to Silk. We're down to 5. This clock going to run out. 3, 2, 1. Buzzer sounds.
Ball
game. County has a clean sweep of the Jackson County Blue Devils during this 2018 season. We beat them on December the 1st back at home by 21. We beat them tonight by a final score of 70-56. We're going to get some information together. Come back and do our Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players, both the girls' and boys' games, by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson. A final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Stream that show, new song, movie, or family video. Bottom line, stream without waiting when you choose Twin Lakes. With broadband speeds up to 1 gig, 1,000 megabits per second, you can stream whatever you want, whenever you want, and without the wait. Enjoy your streaming experience when you choose Twin Lakes. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of 7 offices for details or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We'll return here to Jackson County High School, where we've just seen the Clay County Bulldogs defeat the Jackson County Blue Devils by a final score of 70-56. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Wrap-Up. Final thoughts and stats from the Dogs game tonight. As we mentioned, coming into tonight's broadcast, one of the big things tonight didn't even have to do necessarily with the Blue Devils. It had to do with Jackson County, or actually Piggott County, and Clay County being tied for second in District 6A. Don't know the outcome of that Piggott County Red Bulling game, but however, Clay County did win tonight. That's what they needed to do, Coach Watson. So they've set themselves up at the very least to have a coin toss tiebreaker tomorrow morning with head coach Joseph Aminette up there at Birdstown between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs. But we'll talk more about district tournaments here in a few minutes. Right now, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about tonight's game. Coach Watson, for you as an analyst and spectator, was there ever a time that you were ever really in question about the Dogs' position in this game?
No, I think the little bit of a slow start we had was kind of questionable there early, but it only lasted a couple of minutes, and we started matching them bucket for bucket. And once again, they came out and hit a couple of big threes, and I think they went up maybe 4, 5, 6 points at the most. And we kind of settled down and gradually worked our way back in it. And it was a pretty close score then at halftime. And
we saw a continuation tonight, I think, of the growth. I can't think of a better word. I think that is the word to use, the growth of Jake Ashok and his role on this team. Talk about what he's done, that you know, how huge is that, his emergence and the stuff he's doing.
And look like he's playing smart. He's playing good, and he's playing smart. He's getting some great rebounds. I didn't notice him taking maybe a couple of shots that were even questionable tonight. Most of the shots he took, even the ones that he didn't make, were good quality shots that he can be expected to hit them most of the time. And the rebounding that he did once again, I mean, he went to the boards real hard and went out with that big one hand and pulled in a lot of big rebounds tonight.
Thomas, we've talked about how, at this point, primarily how, number one, the continuing growth of Jake Ashok, also how you never really had that feeling the Dogs were not in control of this. And I was kind of covering some time over Coach Watson, letting you finish up some stats. I'm going to back off and let you two guys talk a little bit here. That's more y'all's thing.
Well, I agree. It never seemed like they weren't in control. Early on, we got behind goals. We got down 10-4 early on.
Right.
9 at halftime. I thought that was huge. Gavin Seals, 13 points in the first half.
Right. Gavin, of course, we seem to forget sometimes that Gavin is probably still recuperating a little bit. That was nearly a season-ending injury that he had early
the
year. And he had to set out a number of games and got a little bit rusty, but seemed like he's coming back into his own.
I agree with that. I think I had my mic muted there when I was talking to you about that, Coach. I've been a little off my game tonight, I'll be honest with you. Haven't felt too great here tonight. But, again, we were up by four at the end of one, led by nine. And then in that third quarter, we outscored Jackson County 24-13. And that's when Jake Ashlock really lit it up. He had 12 points in that quarter. And we also had two big three-pointers from Landon Woodcock and Mason Sharp to put that distance in there and basically put it away.
It seems like Landon and Sharp both can come around and pick up a three at a very, very critical moment.
That's
one
right.
That they get. You know, they may have missed a couple earlier that we would like to see them hit, but it seems like when that critical moment comes, that those two guys have been they've been putting the threes up for us.
They have. A great outing here for Clay County. Led by that man we've talked about all night long, Jake Ashlock, 22 points to lead the way for Clay County. Gavin Silk, not far behind, had 19. Landon Woodcock had a cool dozen, 12 points on the night. So three players in double figures. If you do that, you're going to win most games, aren't you, Coach?
Yes, we are. That's a good sign going up into this next round that we're fixing to enter.
I agree with that. And Mason Sharp, he had two big three-pointers, 6 points on the night. B.J. Emerton, 5. Ben Bailey, 2. And Heath Kimes had 4 points tonight. For Jackson County, they also had three in double figures, but low double figures. Jonah Smith had 12. Connor Brown, the man inside, had 14. Ian Petit had 14. Jacob Hardy had 6. Jalen Smith, 6. And then the reserves came in. Eli Burris had a bucket, and John Brown closed out the scoring for Jackson County. Just a good outing again for Clay County. Came in here, took care of business, swept Jackson County this year.
They certainly did. Always a good feeling
when you can do that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the Bulldog Wrap, sponsored by Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing for over 30 years and proud supporters of Clay County Athletics. Now, don't go away yet. We're going to play one more set of ads, come back, announce the top players for tonight, do another boys update, and talk a little bit about the big District 6A quarterfinals that will start for the girls on Monday night at home at 7 o'clock and the boys Tuesday night at home at 7 o'clock. And in case you've forgotten, we've got more action for the boys and girls tomorrow night at Van Buren County. We're not covering it. WLIV's going to, though. But anyway, stay with us for one more set of ads. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show, after these words from our sponsors, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member FDIC.
Want to be treated like family? Then come to the pharmacy owned by family, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy of Salina. 100% family owned by Dr. Tara Anderson and sisters Tasha and Tia, Anderson Hometown Pharmacy invites Clay County fans to give them a call at 243-6337 and stop in for all your prescription needs, free in-county delivery, or ice cold water while you wait. Anderson Hometown Pharmacy encourages you to always be loud and Clay County proud.
Are you looking for quality health care close to home? Cumberland River Hospital offers emergency and acute care services, geriatric psychiatric care, outpatient physical therapy, and home health care. Our medical clinic serves geriatric, adult, and pediatric patients. Cumberland River Hospital has been serving this community for over 50 years. Our commitment to our community is a driving force behind what we do. Cumberland River Hospital is a proud supporter of Clay County Boys Basketball. It's the way we care.
Don Franklin Burksville Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Clay County Basketball. We're also proud to offer the folks of Clay County a state-of-the-art facility for all your vehicle needs. Whether you're looking for quality GM parts or maybe GM Goodrem service, or what about a new or used car, or truck, or SUV? We've got them, over 4,000 of them. Come up and visit us. We're at 1465 South Main, just across the river in Burksville, or you can call us at 1-800-766-9600, or you can see all 4,000 vehicles online at www.donfranklinauto.com.
We return here to the Horizon Sports Network, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. First of all, we'll do the girls' game. The girls did fall tonight in defeat here at Jackson County High School. That final score, I believe, was 53-63, valiant effort. However, the girls did play hard, and it's been our privilege to choose one of these young ladies to award the TDS top performer from the girls' game, and that young lady tonight is senior Brittany Boone. Brittany has played very well all season, but particularly these last three or four ball games, she's really up the ante. I think you can see a desperation within her, knowing that her career is drawing close to an end, and she wants to go out with the best possible effort she can have, and that's what she's given. She had 14 points tonight. Hit some big free throws there, I think 4 of 6 during the fourth quarter. Just has been a leader and has ended up being, you know, tonight she was the second leading scorer. Kenzie Arms had 17. Behind her was Brittany Boone. We saw her hit about a 16-foot jump shot from baseline. That's a little bit outside of her normal range, and she just played really well, guys.
Well, the biggest thing that sticks out to me on her stat line, she had 2 points at the half. So she scored 12 points in the second half, really kept Clay County in it. If you look down the stat line, not many put up many more in the late in the game. Taylor Strong finished with 11 on the night and had a big fourth quarter. But Brittany Boone's kind of been the difference for this team energy-wise.
Yeah, and she
kind of inspired her play.
It's another tremendous rebounding night for her. Now, she does a great job rebounding the basketball and picking up the loose balls out on the floor. I mean, just her all-around game. I mean, we know she's not, you know, she doesn't have this real pretty looking jump shot and all these things, but she scores, she rebounds, and she plays defense. So what else do you want?
Right. She's an all around player. Brittany Boone, tonight's TDS top performer from the girls' game.
On the boys' side, we talked about Jake Ashlock all night and how he's played the last few nights. He did finish as the leading scorer. But I think you got to go with Gavin Silk tonight, guys. He kind of sparked this blowout, what it turned out to be. Had 13 of his 19 points in the first half and really stretched it out for Clay County in that second quarter.
Really put the game away the first half, didn't we? I know it was still competitive the last half, but the game was actually over about halftime.
Right. I agree.
Another thing you think about Gavin, he's a great scorer in the paint down there. He stepped out in that second quarter.
Yes, he did.
Made a lot of shots
at the
inside
foul line.
The 3-point line and around the foul line, around the elbow. Those 8 and 10 footers you like, Coach.
Yes, absolutely. We saw a couple of those tonight, didn't we?
We did. I believe you called the Bulldogs out last week and said they must be allergic to them or something like that. They must have heard, or at least Coach Edwards did, and encouraged them to start shooting because they were there tonight.
They were.
You know,
Gavin Silk, our top performer for the boys.
You know, it seems like that's a forgotten skill right now. We've got guys that are looking for three-pointers or take it to the hole and draw a foul or score.
Right. There's a lot of room in between.
Lot of room in between there. That good open shots that we're passing up. Not to criticize what they're doing.
Sure.
But I think it would really improve their game if they would really work on that and pick that little shot up.
Agreed. Tonight's top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We're going to do one final extended District 6A boys update here. First place Monterey, 12-12 in the district. We're hosting tonight in the non-conference battle, Van Buren County. They have the phenom senior Cade Mills. He scored over 3,000 in his career. Has Cade Mills from Van Buren. I'm sure that was a good one. We don't have scores from anything tonight outside of what happened here. Tied for second place, Clay County did beat Jackson County tonight by a final score of,
70 to 56.
Sounds good. So Clay County's victorious in that one. Tied for second place, Piggott County was hosting Red Bullen tonight. They're Red Bullen sixth place in the district. Clark Range, Trousdale, and Gordonsville are all idle. Now let's talk real quick about these upcoming district tournament brackets. Now girls action. Now the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs are not done for the regular season. They go up to Van Buren County tomorrow night for some non-conference games. However, those really don't mean anything in terms of anything that's going to happen after tomorrow night.
What they do mean, though, you got Mr. Basketball Caden, prospect up there, Caden Mills. Plus, we can meet each of those teams in the region if we get there. They're Region 3A folks.
Huge games, no doubt. Huge games. Just don't control the district seating.
Okay.
Looking at the girls' tournament bracket first, it's going to be Clark Range against Gordonsville Monday night at 7 o'clock from Clark Range. Clay County is going to be at home Monday night at 7, hosting Trousdale County. Piggott County is going to be up in Byrdstown hosting Monterey. And Jackson County is going to be here in Gainesboro playing Red Bull and Springs. Those are all elimination games. Somebody's going home, you know.
That's what's huge about this district tournament this year in the new District 6A is that fact. You know, used to there was one play-in game, and if you won your first round game, then you were guaranteed, three more, I think? And now you got to win one. But once you win that first one, you're in the region automatically.
You do, and especially on the boys' side, there's going to be some good teams that go home in that quarterfinal round. Hopefully it won't be the Bulldogs on the boys' side. A few things are set in stone. We know that Monterey's number one. They're going to play eighth place Gordonsville at Monterey Tuesday night at 7. Jackson County, that the Bulldogs defeated here tonight, they finished fourth. They're going to be hosting Clark Range here in this gym on Tuesday night at 7. Now, the rest of it is yet to be determined. If Piggott County beat Red Bullen tonight, us and Piggott County, the Bulldogs and Piggott County tie for second, they'll have to break the tie on that. Clay County and Piggott County, you're going to be second and third, one or the other.
We will host.
Yes.
That's the main
point. Going to be at Salina on Tuesday night at 7. We'll be playing in some form or fashion Red Bullen Springs and
Trousdale.
Trousdale. Red Bullen and Trousdale. So, the boys has got one Tuesday at 7 and the girls Monday at 7 at home. We're going to call both of them here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're not going to Van Buren County tomorrow night. That will be carried on WLIV. This District 6A tournament update has been brought to you by Budget Best Control, the Bug Thugs. Thomas, final thoughts before we sign off.
Well, tough loss for the Lady Bulldogs, but a good win for the Bulldogs. I'll take one out of two in Gainesboro.
Sure. Absolutely, it was. Ladies and gentlemen, until Monday night, when we'll be coming to you from Clay County's High School's gym for the girls' District 6A quarterfinal, I'm Daniel Strong, and for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, we wish you all good night.